unbreakable. They alive, damn it. It's a miracle. Unbreakable. They alive, damn it. With females on strong ends. Unbreakable. They alive, damn it. It's a miracle. Unbreakable. They alive, damn it. With females on strong ends. We've been living here 10 years. Nobody's seen no girl.
Hello and welcome to the All Rage Mode Podcast. This is episode 100.
Holy shit! We did it!
My name's Joe.
Woo! TJ!
That's me, I'm here!
It's Brother Danny!
Yeah.
You what? Welcome to the show, motherfuckers!
Okay, so welcome to episode 100. This is a great day.
In the bag, I think.
Fuck!
We had a lot to say, and we don't know how much is going to make air, but we've been talking for already an hour and a half.
TJ, thanks, buddy.
Since TJ decided to take his sweet-ass time getting down here, I'm going to have to sleep at this motherfucker's place tonight. It's from Billy Madison.
What is that? What do you got there?
I got a special drink for a special occasion.
Is that from James?
Who's James?
What is it? Okay, number one supporter of the of the All Range Mode podcast, James McAvey.
What is that?
Don't say it's bad. Is it $100 whiskey?
Shut the
you
fuck
bought
up.
What?
For episode 100.
Wow! Whoa! From James?
Johnny Walker Platinum Label. This was $100 at the border?
It was $107 at the border, yeah.
Yeah, this
holy
is a
you bought $100
this
whiskey?
Is a $250 bottle of
is
whiskey.
It really?
It is. If you go to LCBO right now, well, I'll show you. It's like $239.
I gotta know what it tastes like.
Okay, let's have a drink. I mean, I just did a fucking shot. It was weird.
That's what we thought was the other one,
it's
though.
It's not whiskey. It's
scotch.
It's blended scotch. It's not a single malt.
That's
it's
what the Glen...
Why is it so expensive?
Single malt.
By the way, they had like 10 brands, Glen something, and Glenlinnish is there now. They like restocked.
Really?
Yeah, so if you want... You got a different variety next time.
I
want
to clean my fucking palate before I think...
Hold on, okay, well, my palate's clean. Give that to me.
Okay, so what do you guys want to do first?
Thanks, James, for supporting us through 100 episodes and providing us
thanks,
with
TJ,
exclusive
for
games.
Thanks, TJ, for supporting us.
Thanks,
TJ, for supporting us.
T. James!
Actually, it's been TJ and Chad. TJ and Chad for the last 10 weeks have been supplying the fuel for this podcast. And I'm grateful.
Well,
and
TJ mostly. I just pay TJ for bringing it over.
Well. Well, yeah, but you do pay for it.
Exactly. I wouldn't be buying whiskey if it were for you fucks.
I need a picture of this. Right,
so listen up.
Let me see it.
So I have a cool fun game.
Sorry.
I was just walking to my car at the duty free and I was like, this is a good idea. I'm looking at the shelf, I'm like, this is a good idea.
It smells like the last time I was sick at Tim's Cottage.
These guys will tell you that I'm freezing cold right now and I can't shake it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Some booze that'll do it to you.
I don't know what's
TJ, what do you think of the place right now?
Well, I haven't even looked around yet. What's the word I'm looking for? Potential.
No.
Nice.
It's looking good. I mean, you just gotta, I don't know. Why do you have so many wires hanging from the ceiling?
Finish it? I gotta shake it.
Just gotta finish it. You're further along than I am. My garage.
That's all I want.
Do you have like a blanket or something that I can wear just to shake this?
Do you want me to bring you a blanket?
Yeah, like a painter's blanket, right. like
TJ,
the thing that you put on a 20x20.
Thank you, Emily.
Yes, I love you. Thank you so much.
And I'll just cozy up in it.
Can we bring the remainder of this to Kyle's tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, he brought it to my house. It stays here for some of the podcast.
You'll just drink it.
Is that a fact?
I'm not drinking this shit.
3/4 of this club here are bouncing to Kyle's. Can we take some
but
of it?
You're not recording the podcast tomorrow. This is fucking podcast booze.
I don't.
Okay,
drink.
I swear to God, I will not drink this booze without you guys present.
He's so.
This is
a fucking.
I will get shit tank wasted when we do podcasts at my house. But for me to even to drive that little bit,
that is unbelievable. That is so good.
You like it?
It's a.
It tastes like fucking wood.
You know what it tastes like?
It tastes like I'm eating a. Plywood.
I don't have like a,
and that's
a
good refined palate.
Palate for like whiskeys. And
I don't
stuff.
Have the most refined palate.
They say Johnny Walker Red Label, which is the cheap end of this.
That's what I was worried about.
To me, it does. Like, I don't know the difference.
This is a $200. Do you know what I would do for $200?
Well, I can't bring two over. Yeah.
Why? It's cheap. You can get it here for cheap. I mean,
all right, next regular. Before that, we finish that, we're getting the shitty brand.
It's not shitty. It's just the lower end of it.
No, but we're going to compare.
Yeah.
I want to taste the difference.
Dude, I've tried. Quite a bit of variety.
And you like that a lot?
That I can say that is, like, it tastes like the barrel that they age it in.
Chad, that's all I needed to hear.
That's unbelievable.
I thought of you when I bought this, because you seem to appreciate the the finer things in life. I was like, I hope Chad likes this. I hope all like it. But
that's amazing.
Females are strong as hell.
That thing probably holds in the heat pretty well.
Okay, so special event for this episode 100 of the All Range Mode podcast. I've got a game prepared. You guys have all heard of Jeopardy.
Yeah.
But this is GeoArm Party.
GeoArm Party.
Because it's a party, and it's kind of like Jeopardy, but we're All Range Mode, so it's... And Dan's just buried.
Yeah, who's Dan texting?
I'm checking the LCBO price for this bottle.
Okay, so it's kind of dark in here, but I have the... The,
excuse me, it's 150.
You have the roster?
No, I have the
categories?
The categories, yeah. So, I'll be the host here. I'm going to give you each a little piece of paper.
You're getting it wet.
No, I'm going to give you all a little piece of paper, and I brought crayons as well, because it's the only thing I could find in my house. So, what I want you to do with these pieces of paper is you're going to have to kind of keep track of your own score, and it's going to be very, very simple.
Honor system.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, Dan wins again!
With more points than is possible.
Okay. Possible 20. Dan scores 39.
I'm warm enough now that we're getting into the
whiskey. Johnny.
Johnny Platt. Johnny Platt is warming
Maybe that's
me
what
up.
You're paying for.
You actually
is
brought us the
booze.
No, I brought you crayons. It's the only thing I can find in my house. Yeah, you want to set that on the floor there? Okay.
TJ's surprise. Very good surprise, TJ. You win.
Thanks. So... The only thing I don't have is a reward prepared. So why don't we?
How about a PP touch?
Dominion overall.
Okay, the winner can touch my penis.
No, you touch my penis.
You want me to touch the winner's penis?
Yeah.
I will do that not with my mouth, with the tip of my finger. I will touch the tip of your penis with the tip of my finger for the winner.
While we all watch.
Well, wait a minute. Do you want one ball or the tip?
One ball, tongue.
No, I'll lick my tip of my finger, and then I'll touch the tip of your penis with it, okay?
Yeah, it's basically a blowjob.
Okay, so that's what we'll do. All right, so the categories for tonight's game of GeoArm Party are this meets that. You don't need to write it down. It's because this can go around. First category is this meets that. Second category is name the game.
Oh, okay, accordion.
Third category... Inside All Range Mode.
Ooh.
Fourth is Who Said It? Huh. And the fifth category is Redacted Past E3.
Ooh.
Okay, so.
Who goes first?
By random selection, I've selected TJ to select first. So, TJ, why don't you... as you're picking a category, you can cross off the number of the question that you're asking.
Yeah, I get to pick the 1 through 5, right?
Yeah, you get to pick.
All right, I want to...
But hold on, remember that this is GeoArm Party, and if you get number 5 wrong, you lose 5 points.
Oh, shit.
That's okay, I just want to understand what Inside All Range Mode means, so I'm going to choose number 1.
Inside All Range Mode number 1. Okay.
Is this specifically for... No, it's for everyone.
The question is... This is for TJ. TJ has to buzz in. Why don't we just start it with...
Smack the table?
No, why don't we just start with TJ? If he doesn't want to answer, then the idea is that you pass it to the person with the lowest score because we don't have a spoon.
Okay.
All right, TJ.
We have a pen?
Sure. Do you want to grab the pen?
Yeah.
First person to grab the pen.
No. Okay. It's not
poked. It's the pen is receded. That little penis has receded into its own balls.
It has to be right above the mic.
It does.
It'll be right above the mic. Okay. Don't punch the microphone. All right.
I thought that was it.
During the inception of the Whiskey Blu-ray, we all shared a bottle of Weiser's and gave each other this flu.
Chad picks swine flu.
In the form of a question, please.
What is the swine flu?
That's correct, Chad. You get 1 point.
He was even there.
You should have given him the flu, or the point.
Chad, the board is yours.
I can't choose on this?
No, now you can choose whatever you want.
Oh.
Except for all range, inside all range mode question one.
Jeopardy works, right?
Mr. Maria, I choose this meets that for 100, please.
This meets that for 100. Hackers meets Grand Theft Auto. Womp womp.
What is Watch Dogs?
You don't have to buzz in if it's your question.
No, you have to...
If I decide it's taking too long, I will offer it.
Oh.
Okay, so I'll hold
the pen. I didn't even understand...
What is Watch Dogs? Is this correct? You have another point.
Okay, now I get the category. You're a piece of balls.
Chad.
Wait, do I get it again, though?
Yeah, because you're right.
Now you have two. Yeah. Chad's got it right. Do the math. All right, go ahead.
Joe will take Name the Game for 100, please.
Name the Game. This is Dan's favorite 360 game. No, it's Chad first. I'll decide.
I'll take it. Red Dead Redemption.
Wrong. L.A. Noir. So you lose one.
That's bullshit! This is
my favorite game. But it is the answer.
Red Dead Redemption, Dan says.
No, what is L.A. Noir? So you're back to 1 point. Now, I'll give it to Dan.
Did I say this?
Dan say what's your actual favorite?
I'll give it to Dan. Dan, pick a place on the board.
What's your actual favorite?
Red Dead Redemption.
No,
the answer is L.A. Noir.
I'll take it, but...
Keep going.
So you didn't cross one off.
Oh, sorry.
You haven't crossed any of them off.
What?
Guys, come on.
One and Name That Game.
Okay.
Yeah, and Name That Game one.
Just
get a game.
Thanks.
I'll take Name That Game for 2.
Name That Game for 2. Give me the pen. You have 3 seconds to answer. Zoom in, zoom out, dead. He has 3 seconds to answer.
Medal of Honor Airborne.
What is Medal of Honor?
Incorrect.
That's incorrect. Medal of Honor Frontline. What is Medal of Honor?
You're both incorrect.
What is Medal of Honor Frontline?
No, it's what is Medal of Honor Rising Sun?
It was not Rising Sun.
Frontline didn't have multiplayer.
It did have multiplayer.
The one that we played at Dave Chapman's house. And
it was multiplayer. It was full multiplayer.
And it was Frontline.
Frontline had multiplayer?
Yeah, it was Frontline.
Okay, I
got it!
No, you said Airborne, you said Airborne.
That's the same game!
It's not the same game. Chad
I'm back up to 2, baby.
Chad has the board back.
Fuck.
I was conflicted about that. I thought it was Rising Sun because I didn't think Frontline had multiplayer. See, I'm modest. I'll admit defeat.
Can you hold it out only when it's
Airborne
available?
Was a later one?
Yeah, when I go... Okay, yeah. So you're counting. Point. Yeah.
Chad is fucking taking it away.
Yeah, and once the pen goes out, whoever picks the question can't grab it.
All right.
I'll take Who Said It for 1.
Who Said It for 1?
Why? Me.
Wait a minute. I like it.
Chad says, I said it... Wait, is it me who said it?
It's the game.
No.
What does Chad say?
Come on. It was obviously Perfect Dark, but I said it during Bad Company 2, so I don't know which one's right.
Perfect Dark is right. It's the game. Chad's got 3. Okay, you don't have to grab the pen. I will hold the pen out.
I want to grab the pen!
All right, keep going.
Try to take it out of your hand.
This will all make more sense as we go along with the game. We're doing the number ones right now, which is kind of introducing what the topics mean.
I'm going to wait spoon to not this far.
What does that say? Redacted pastes?
Past E3.
Past E3. Pastes.
Pasty
is that
tea.
What you pick?
I'll take Pasty T for 100, please.
Okay, so for 100, so let me explain it before. This is who said the redacted term. And you have 3 seconds. I'll be playing Smash Brothers Wii U Winter 2013. Just answer it if it's
Joe Maria.
Joe Maria's right. Who is Joe Maria? Chad's running away.
Why does he get 3 seconds to answer?
Because it's his question.
That's not the way
Jeopardy
works.
That's how
Jeopardy
works. Yeah, it is.
Not, no, it's not.
Are you fucking retarded?
They can bounce in right away.
Really?
Absolutely.
Whoever pushes their button.
No.
The only advantage of getting the question is picking the next question. That's it.
Okay, well, we'll change it then.
All right, from here on out?
From here on out.
From here on out, 5-2.
So Chad's got a 7.
He's got a good cushion.
Come on, baby.
But there's final G arm party.
Is it me choosing next, though?
Yeah, you gotta keep choosing. Yeah, make sure you're crossing them off, too.
I am. I choose Inside All Range Mode for 2.
That's what TJ picked.
No,
for
3.
Oh, for 2. This is the episode we lost featuring Kyle in TJ's basement.
Like the number?
No, the topic.
I don't lose if I don't answer it?
No.
If you grab the pen and answer, you lose points. If you answer incorrectly.
This is the episode that we lost.
Bum, bum, bum. Biggest movie letdowns.
Oh.
You guys don't recall, that was one of our best episodes.
We say that?
No, it was the best episode.
It was the best episode, and we lost in TJ's basement. Chad,
I'll
the board
take
is still yours.
Inside All Range Mode for 300.
Damn.
This episode was TJ's first appearance in All Range Mode.
Oh!
Top 5 Game of Thrones character. actors.
Nope.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
Top five props.
Incorrect.
What?
It was the original Battle Royale, the Top Games Battle Royale.
Yeah. That was, I think.
In Dan's apartment. You lose
no,
points.
No, no, no. You said TJ's basement.
No, I said TJ's first appearance.
Yeah, I was a guest on something else before the Game of Thrones.
Fuck.
So you both lost 3 points.
I'm at 3.
I thought TJ's... I would have said TJ's first one was the music.
And no, he wasn't there. TJ's first appearance was our original...
I'm happy I didn't grab it because I didn't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, these two both lost 3 points. Chad, the board's yours.
You were at 6?
I lose 3 points for that? So I'm back to 1?
Yeah, you're back to 1.
Why do I even play this game?
You shouldn't have grabbed the pen. You're negative 3. You didn't know about it.
Why do I even play this game? If any of you
TJ's
lost
at negative 3.
Instead, all range mode.
Chad's on Jeopardy. Why am I even playing? I'm just losing points?
Inside all range mode 4.
Inside all range mode 400. Wow. When Dan says, look at the resolution, he's talking about this game.
Damn. How do we not know?
I wasn't sure. I think it was Smash Brothers.
The original Super Smash Brothers on Tim's TV.
Yeah. Fuck, I should have grabbed it.
Chad, the board's yours.
5.
Wow, inside all range mode for 500. Or for 5, yeah. The lost episode 1 of All Range Mode was a commentary track for this movie.
Oh, fuck.
I never heard it.
I can't believe you guys don't know this.
I wasn't there.
I was there.
Babylon AD.
Oh! I was going to say Equilibrium.
It's just as bad.
All right, Chad, the board's still yours. No one's answering your questions.
Who said it for 2?
Who said it? Are you still there?
Who is Gladys?
I'll accept it. Portal turret.
Oh, no, I'm wrong.
Are you still there?
I'm wrong.
Yeah, that is wrong.
Okay, you're wrong. It's fuck. Portal turret. You lose points.
Oh, yeah.
Chad, the board's yours.
It's on the board with negative 2.
Who said it for 3?
Too bad Dad's not here to see you fail.
Who is Star Wolf?
Wrong.
Shit! I knew it!
Anyone else? I mean, are you able to answer after he answers it wrong?
Yeah.
No, you are.
What is that? 3?
Still out there.
2.
It's the pig, but I don't know his name.
Who is Pigma? Chad gets positive 1.
Positive? Positive. No one gets positive points. Chad, you're still up. I can't believe... I thought...
Like, who said it? 3?
I worked so hard to find answers that I thought you would all know, but would still be difficult.
It was too quick! I knew where it's from.
Well,
it's not the way Jeopardy works.
We're going to still go. Who said it?
Who said it? 3.
You exist because I allow it. You will end because I demand it.
You made a fucking meme of this. That's all I know it of.
Joe's womp, meme. Womp. Sovereign. Mass Effect 1.
Wow. I don't remember.
TJ,
I know. Louise, come I knew on, I knew guys.
It. TJ played it most recent. Who said it? 4.
I'll do it in an accent. Oh, fuck, no! Burn those motherfuckers! What game is that? Battlefield 4, level 1, when you try and shoot that stupid helicopter. Tell me you didn't hear that
burn
4 times.
Burn those motherfuckers!
Yeah.
I was going to say that, but
oh,
I was
you're hanging out sideways? In the
yeah. I thought it was front.
And then you shoot right at it and miss it.
So many times.
And they have to fucking do it over and over again.
Who said it 5?
Wow, I think I'm failing this.
Good job. That was who said it 5. That was good.
That was who said it 5.
That was who said it 4.
No, it wasn't.
All right. 5 overall.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I said 5 of those.
He's out of questions.
Redacted 2.
Where's my whiskey?
All right. Redacted 2. TJ, good call. Where's the whiskey? Xbox, we will be called Xbox and launch on 11-12-13.
Dan.
Who is Dan is correct. You get 2 points.
I'm back to 0.
Who is Dan?
I'm like, Chad grabs it and then sits and thinks about it. That's, which is fine. That's the way
you
it
get
works.
It. You get 3. To do that.
3.
300.
So I should just...
Mirror's Edge 2 will launch with Xbox. Open world with mountains.
Oh.
Chad.
He's not even going after it quickly. Like, he's slowly going out there. Chad's fucking taking it home.
He's at 3 points.
You got the board.
The same one, 4.
Hold on, my phone. Hold on, I gotta...
I know who says it. I know who says it.
Thank you.
By the game that it's brought up.
By the game.
The game.
Sony tablet launching with PS4.
Doug.
Correct. See?
Sony fanboy Doug. I would have said Doug.
Sim. I'll take five. Sony tablet.
You will not be able to buy Xbox One without the Kinect by Christmas 2014.
Ah.
Who said it, TJ?
Question is, what was one of TJ's horrible
predictions?
Who is
TJ?
Oh, yeah. Who is me?
Yeah, you said it. You owe me $5. I don't know if you paid me for that, but you bought me plenty of pizza and booze since then, so.
TJ got the board, baby.
TJ, yes. The board is yours.
We said 5 points?
Yeah.
Two.
He's up.
He's two. He's plus two. Dan, what are you at?
-2. I've answered one thing and it was wrong. Because Chad just grabs it, sits there for a minute.
We had
I don't sit there for a minute, I know.
Yeah, but he's confident enough to grab it and risk losing the points.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, he's lost some.
Wow, okay. you cleared the entire board almost. We're almost done.
Almost. Name the game for 2 points.
We already did that one. It was Zoom In, Zoom Out, Dead.
Oh, for three.
Okay.
TJ
automatically. Sorry, I didn't cross it out.
TJ automatically gets the 2 points for Chad's failure.
What?
Do you want to give him to Dan?
-2.
No?
Okay. Yeah, to Dan.
All right. Are you points?
Yeah, Dan, you're zero. You're back at zero. All right, TJ, the board's yours.
Who said the board was mine?
Name the game
pick,
three?
Answer and cross the
board. Or is the whole thing done?
Name the game three. This is Zach's number one game of the last 10 years.
Oh.
What, is Ocarina of Time?
Incorrect.
Oh,
damn it.
Give me that pen! What is Persona 4 Golden?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
You lose the points, TJ. That was last week.
I don't remember him saying he liked Persona 4 the best.
That was his best game of the last 10 years.
So he sucks at games.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
He had New Vegas at like...
What was that, 3? So
yeah, he had New Vegas at 3. TJ, the board's yours.
Name the game, 4.
This is All Range Mode's number one launch game. Womp womp.
No, I didn't grab it.
What is Mario 64?
I was going to say that.
Oh,
TJ, the board's yours.
I was thinking this generation.
I was thinking.
All right, let's mix it up. Let's go with this meets that. Number 3?
We haven't said number 2 yet. Do you want 3?
That's where Chad messed up.
Yeah. Do you want number 2?
Number 2, please.
The Road meets Uncharted.
What is The Last of Us?
Ooh, Dan's got
it.
Nice. Dan's got it.
That was for what, 3?
2.
This is the show. We should just do this.
All right, next week, Chad makes the questions.
I'm at -1.
I'll we get to that.
He's at -1. Dan, the board is yours.
Yeah, first time. This meets that 3.
Super Metroid meets Metal Gear Solid 2.
What?
Womp womp.
Shadow Complex, but
that's what I was saying.
Shadow Complex. Do you want me to womp womp or do you want me to wait till someone grabs it?
Why Metal Gear?
Because it's the exact same art style of Metal Gear Solid. The enemies are the same, the elements are the same.
Yeah.
And it's fucking Super Metroid.
Do I get 1 point?
No,
you get no points. I awarded
called it
no
before
points,
you said it.
And may God have mercy on your soul. That's the second Billy Madison joke of the episode. Not me personally, but a guy I know. All right, Dan, you got the board.
4. Same category.
This meets that.
Punch-Out meets Final Fantasy. Mobile game.
Punch-Out meets Final Fantasy?
Mobile game.
Jetpack Joy, right?
Do you want me to womp womp it?
Womp womp it.
Yeah.
Infinity Blade.
How is that anything like Punch Out?
Can you play that game?
Because Punch Out, you're constantly looking at the bosses to find out their
there's no gives, though. You just watch them, like, swing the right hand.
Well, that's a give.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
It crossed my mind, but I didn't
think. But you were too pussy-ass to answer the question?
Well, I'm already at -1. I can't really afford to be -5.
Oh, okay, well.
Nothing to lose, Dan.
This means
you
that
less than nothing
5.
To lose.
This meets that 5. Zelda meets Meat Boy.
Zelda.
Early Super Nintendo Zelda meets Meat Boy. Early Super Nintendo Zelda meets Team
I don't
Meat
know the name of
Boy.
The game, even though I have it. The Binding of Isaac.
The Binding of Isaac is correct.
Yeah.
Dan comes out with 4 points,
oh,
5 points on that
not
one.
Not even true.
It's just the developer.
It's top-down...
Zelda style.
Not at all.
It's very Zelda.
It's top-down
it's
Zelda.
It's not fucking Zelda at all. How is,
for like game
how is Binding of Isaac Zelda at
because
all?
That's how you dungeon crawl in the Super Nintendo game in Twilight Princess. A top-down...
No.
Screen-to-screen?
Screen-to-screen,
that's
yeah.
The only way I got it. Whatever.
early Super Nintendo is Link to the Past.
Okay,
Game Boy.
So
we have one question.
Just one question.
Link to the Past. You're saying
this is it?
All right, what do we got?
Dungeon crawling is.
Chad was seven. I've got five. You got four.
Yeah.
So whoever takes this wins.
Well, no, there's Final Jeopardy. Final Geo Arm.
With the exception of Final Jeopardy. Geo Arm Party.
All right. When I introduced the game swap idea, what was I supposed to get from Doug?
Metal Gear 4.
That's correct. Chad gets 5 points.
Wrong. What is Metal Gear 4?
Okay. So, we've all had a chance to... The board is clear. There's no double jeopardy. So what you're going to do is add 100 points to your current level there.
100?
Add 100.
104?
Yes, you have 104.
120.
You have 20 points?
Okay.
Add 12.
He added a zero.
I said add 100 to 12.
Yeah, I said add 100 to your current score.
Good math, though.
Excuse me?
Excuse me? I misspoke. Yeah, I added 100 like Joe said to do. All right. Okay, so the category is Know Your Joe. How much are you guys risking? Write it down. All you guys write it down. How much are you going to risk? You don't have to hide it. No one's paying attention to it.
My crayon's been broken since the beginning.
Well, I mean, it's a crayon. You can write with any piece of that fucking...
Well, it's paper.
Ink. What is it?
Paper.
What's a crayon made out of? Wax.
Yeah.
You can write with the wax.
Know Your Joe.
Know Your Joe. So how much are you risking?
We say that afterwards.
Okay.
You in, Dan?
Yeah.
Everyone has to answer. Remember this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We gotta write it down.
Yeah. Write your answer and how much you risked, and do the math for me. Okay. TJ, can you mix in some Jeopardy music here?
Yep.
This was Joe's number one prop / replica on the All Range Mode episode Top Props and Replicas. I looked for the episode number, but I couldn't find it. You were there. You talked about the Mako and that you wanted all that shit. You weren't there.
Joe's time. I'm not sure. I have to guess.
You're not going to guess it.
Know Your Joe.
You don't know Your Joe.
Well, you got to be there to know Your Joe.
Or you can listen to the show.
I didn't listen to that one.
Don't you know?
Joe's top prop.
Want me to read it? Or do you want you to read it?
I think I got your top five prop. Your fifth.
My fifth?
Yeah.
Dan, are you... Dan, please score on your
now. I'm trying to write, but it's broken.
Can I get half my points if I get
Come on. Fifth. You didn't even bother picking it up. You looked at it spilling. What's it doing?
He picked it up as it's in the air and tells me it was spilling.
Okay.
It's coming back to me. I think I think I have your third prop.
It's not too late.
It's not your number one, though. You had a really weird prop.
It was really weird.
Okay, go. Sorry about this,
Chad. All right, answer's locked in. TJ, what did you have?
Hans's blaster.
Tell me what you risked out of your 105.
2,000 points.
You risked 2,000 of your 105? Of your 105?
Yep.
Okay, well, you have minus... TJ, do the math.
Negative 1,895.
Okay.
I'm going to take it.
Unfortunately, no. The correct answer is a Darth Vader hand. Anakin's bionic arm in the Darth Vader hand. I mean,
what's the blaster number five?
I don't remember what it was. Dan, how much did you risk and what's your answer?
I wagered all of my 104 points.
Everyone wagered everything.
Of course.
And what was your answer?
Luke's lightsaber.
So close, both of you, but no, it was Darth Vader.
Why was that on your list?
It was the severed, because Luke cuts off Vader's hand.
I understand.
And it was the severed part of that.
That's all they do is cut hands off on that gun.
With the, well, I mean, they use swords, Dan, not guns.
Yeah, but they cut all hands.
That's all they do is shoot each other.
I know, Joe. How many severed hands are in the
Chad,
Star Wars
what did you have?
Joe, I wagered all my points, 112, or 120 if you're crazy, on Anakin's bionic arm.
I will accept it. And Chad wins with a whopping 224 points.
So
I'll reach more first.
Do you? No, it's 224.
Or 240 if you're crazy.
Now, do you want me to lick my finger and touch the head of your penis with it? Or cool. Alright. Well, that was G-Arm Party.
Good game.
Thanks for listening. Next up, I think we're going to talk about some E3.
Expo 2.
do you guys feel about E3 this year? Like, I think it'll be cool.
Here's my biggest problem with making this list, is that in the years past and the years leading up to 2015, it's always been, oh, what's going to be new and amazing? But, like, we know everything that's coming out, and in the world we live in now, nothing can surprise us anymore. There's no, like, oh, fuck, like, what is this game? Like, this game's going to be, like...
Why not?
I kind of feel the same way. Like, even if Star Fox and Legends of Zelda are amazing, it's still just going to be like, oh, it's Wii U.
There's a good Zelda game coming out.
I understand that. Because there's a good Star Fox IPs, game.
But maybe Star we're Fox just game. Growing old.
Look at like No Man's Sky last year, or Bloodborne.
No Man's Sky is going to fall short.
It could.
It's going to be terrible.
It's got to.
You've got a year to turn on it until the next E3 comes. But when E3 happens, you get like high on No Man's Sky, and then... I don't know. You just gonna look forward to that.
I never understood what the fuck that game was.
Okay, well, I have a couple hopes off the top of my head, but I mean, how do you guys want to do it? Do you want a round table or
do you want to just say them all?
No, just pick one. What's your biggest hope? I don't know. Unless you want to start.
You want to do hopes first?
Hopes first.
Okay. My first hope is that I hope that Star Fox is not a gimmicky game that has to have, like, the gamepad. You know, when they talked about it last year, it was like, oh, we have a good idea. And everything they showed of Star Fox was Miyamoto or whatever just holding up a gamepad, looking through it like, oh, there's cool new things that we can do by holding the gamepad up. I really hope it's not, like, use the gamepad as VR to shoot at enemies. Or like, I just want it to be a controller. I just want it to be Star Fox 64, really.
Yeah.
I hope...
Hold on. Let's think about this. Is there something the gamepad could be used for to enhance the experience?
No.
Yes. Changing out missiles, like, only inventory.
I agree. I love the idea of the gamepad. But they, or, just, they don't need to inject, like, things extra into it. Just make it slightly supplemental.
Do you remember when Rogue Leader came out?
Rogue game?
The new Rogue game. You could use the D-pad to shout out formations or take care of the ties, or like you could actually lead your battalion or your squad.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
If it was like that, where like maybe even like the gamepad was, this is kind of far fetched, but the gamepad is RTS, and like you can point at areas of the map you want your people to go to, and you know, like incoming enemy from the rear, and like you assign like beep beep beep, like you just quick touchpad. Go attack that guy, and then, like, you're covered from behind because you've assigned... Like, that's... Do you think that's even in their mindset? Do you think that's possible they're thinking of that kind of stuff?
No. I feel like strategy? It's going to be Star Fox 64 with stupid, shitty, gimmicky stuff on the controller.
Yeah, that's too bad.
No.
I don't think it will be.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I hope not, right? I hope there is at least one kind of cool thing. I mean, Nintendo has history with that kind of gameplay, with the Advanced War series. That was all about that. Like, if I remember correctly, you were like one guy or one tank, and then you had an entire RTS on your touchscreen. They had Battalion Wars for GameCube too, where like you could be playing as a tank and literally zoom out to the entire battlefield, play RTS, and then zoom in on any soldier, zoom in on any tank.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
I think the biggest problem what Star Fox is going to be, they're going to try and remake Star Fox 64, but
fall short.
Yeah, like the voice acting was that game was just perfect by
chance,
by accident.
Timing was impeccable.
Yeah, well, like they didn't really know the world that they were creating it for. Like the kids that were going to pick up on, like there were so many different. There's no way there's going to be that many. Like, imagine a new game having like golden fucking
one-liners. Like, there's liners that I say at work from Star Fox that nobody knows what I'm talking about, except for me.
So we're talking about,
say that with a new game.
We're talking about nostalgia. Like, what if they've been able to pull off nostalgia before? I mean, Punch Out is a good example.
Do a barrel roll.
It kind of felt like
a barrel roll again.
I don't know. Maybe I've given them a little bit more credit, but like they seem to know what makes their franchises good.
Do they?
Yeah.
They do tend to know that, but I still agree with Chad. Like, I feel like they hit lucky with that. They just threw some shit out there and...
Maybe. I mean, they have not been able to recreate it up until now, so maybe they don't know what that case.
Yeah, they tried to make... What was the...
I mean, Donkey Kong is still very much Donkey Kong. Yeah, but Star Fox Assault was Namco.
Here's the thing. When you're a child...
Why the fuck did they do that?
Gaming was different. Gaming was a lot different when Star Fox came out. It was...
It's real life.
N64 was something new. Like, it was very... It was big for all of us, and I think we were very, very impressionable at that time.
Yeah.
And it's like we're adults, very judgmental adults at this point. Like, nothing will ever be as good as our memories of the games that we loved as kids. Ever.
I don't know, because I'll still play Star Fox and kind of get a kick out of it. It's right. More like...
You'll never, ever, ever in your life...
It's more a satire. It's satire at this point, like, watching, or, you know, the whole, you know, the squad of fighters, like, within the weird, like, banter that they go back and forth, like, the cliche banter.
Yeah.
I don't think it's something that Star Fox pulled off. I think it was, like, on purpose, we need to do... I mean, they do it in Star Wars. I can't shake them! Like, they all talk to each other, you know, like...
Yeah.
And in old war movies, that's the only way that you could have characters, instead of just
dogfights. It'll all be forgettable.
They would show people inside the planes and them talking to each other. It'll Top Gun does the same thing. I think they know what they're doing.
It'll all be forgettable. There was nothing... Like, the internet wasn't what it is today when we played that game back in, like, 97.
Yeah.
We went to school. Remember Ocarina of Time? You go back to school and it's like, I'm a Kakariko Village. And someone else is
what?
Like,
yeah.
Why? How did you do that? I'm stuck at this spot. And then you talk and you go home and you're excited to play it. Like, now it's... You just go on the internet.
Okay, well, closing the Star Fox conversation...
It will not be
Star Fox. What would it take... What do you think it would take for Star Fox to be the game that we check up on? Did you do this yet? Have you seen this yet?
Or the internet to crash.
Yeah, the internet to... Actually, to time travel back to...
That's the thing.
15 years ago.
Where's he going?
Piss.
TJ's gone.
The problem with the landscape today is that everything is so, like, over-publicized.
Overhyped,
over-publicized. Like, everything has just... Like a complete walkthrough.
Yeah, anything like, that's like, exciting.
This is what this game is going to be. We played it. Don't play it. It's kind of shit.
Yeah, you're excited about.
Yeah, like, but you guys will go and play Resogun, which is a shooter.
The Order fucking hit that, like, exactly what you're saying. Like, that's exactly it. The Order would have been a wonderful game if the internet hadn't shit all over it for a full week before it came out.
Yeah, that's
the thing. Let's say it had leaderboards. And maybe Chad was competing with TJ. You guys would come and talk about it. What did you do?
Slightly.
I mean, we talk about bad games. We don't only talk about AAA games. I mean, yeah, Rogue Legacy, it's like, what level are you? That kind of stuff.
Like, cool. Geometry Wars 3, when TJ and I were doing high scores and stuff, it was a lot of fun. But
Those
kind of one-off experiences that are just like, I already forget that game. I forget The Last of Us. I forget... Like, Second Son was kind of lasting so far. Like, Second Son is probably the most lasting game of the next generation.
Yeah.
But...
Well, I mean...
Titanfall was dicks. Fucking... Wolfenstein was what the fuck?
Well, like, did you expect much from Wolfenstein? Like,
yeah, what? I guess. But
I think you're putting a lot of investment into what I said. Like, even if we talk about it for a couple of weeks. I mean, we did that with Mario Kart.
I mean, okay, Star Fox, sure, it's going to be a good game. It'll never be Star Fox 64. Ever.
No, it's impossible to live up to Star Fox 64.
I thought those kinds of things for a long time until Galaxy 2 came out.
I don't know, I think you're a special case. Even not playing it, I still think you're a special case. I'd probably play it and be like, cool, it's okay.
I was lying to myself for a long time playing that game, but after like 50 stars, you're like, this is better than Mario 64.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just had the feeling, you know, and like I was wondering what it would take for you to get that feeling. But I mean,
I think it's gone.
Hang on,
forever.
I've been thinking this a lot. That I agree, it's gone. Like we don't give anything enough attention. Maybe we just need to give it time. Maybe in 15 years we'll think that way about fucking Resogun and Geometry Wars.
Probably not.
No, Resogun.
But Destiny's
gonna be gone.
Aside from World of Warcraft,
dude, Destiny. I was fucking rehashing my mind today. I think about Destiny 5. I will definitely have that feeling about Destiny.
I don't know. I played Destiny for over 300 hours.
You don't think in 15 years from now, if they haven't...
You know what I'll probably think of? Destiny was the last game that I played that much.
Okay. I, I think we should drive the conversation forward.
Yeah. Yep.
Chad, you got right. another hope?
I do. What? One of my hopes is that I get a release date and actual demos of Mirror's Edge 2.
Yep.
Same as last year.
I want that fucking gameplay.
It's been a full year and they haven't said shit.
Yeah, there was, like, last year I was watching the trailer for it, for what they showed, and it was just like, in Mirror's Edge 2, we're designing Faith to be like a real girl. And it was just like, they're showing her get the tattoo and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen that for 2 years now. Like, show me something. I want concrete fucking details.
You know what you need? A title.
Hope.
You know, a title.
I just want Mirror's Edge 2. It's already known as Mirror's Edge 2.
But is it? That's the title of the game, Mirror's Edge 2?
I don't think they go
with that. Mirror's Edge Regeneration.
Razor's Edge. Hopes.
Hopes lost. Hopes and predictions. Hopes, predictions.
You're going to reject me.
Hopes.
I'll move it along.
Yeah.
My hope.
That's a good one.
Fallout 4. Same deal. Like, I want to see
reasonable hope.
That's my hope, Dan.
That would be.
That's definitely happening.
There's been talk.
Bethesda already said, like, we're having.
Okay.
Actually, no, it's.
Don't say anything's definitely happening, because last year we expected.
Yeah, but Bethesda's having a fucking conference. What do you think they're going to announce?
First E3 conference ever.
Okay, well, I want. Okay, remember when.
I hope it's Fallout.
They're not saying Bygrim. That's not necessarily what I'm saying. I don't want it to be. This is Fallout. It's going to be coming out in 2016. Here's a 30-second teaser
trailer.
You don't
want the EA treatment, like, hey, and this is also...
It's the last 30
seconds. In Fallout 4,
I want them to play, like, okay, this is... We're having our conference. I want fucking 10 minutes of solid gameplay of, like, maybe one whole entire side mission.
That's probably what it'll be.
You know what I would love?
And if that's what it is...
That's all it will be.
My hope is...
And they'll talk about it. It'll be a 5-minute video, and they'll talk about it for 25 minutes.
I want at least
in Fallout 4, we're making the game
so really much good. Better and people, next generation.
People liked the VAT system, now we've got the bats.
In Fallout,
it's going to be something new and stupid.
In Fallout 4, when you see a husband and wife laying in bed,
you're going to think about which one.
We listen to the fans on the most deserted podcasts and listen to what they wanted.
That's honestly what that'll be. I don't want Fallout 4. I want fucking...
New and improved fan interaction.
I want the new Elder Scrolls game. I don't want online Elder Scrolls. I just want a new fucking...
All the best games. Wilderness. TJ didn't
said that last year. I was going to say Fallout 4. I want to see Fallout 4 with a 5-minute intro, and I want to see the whole intro at E3. And cool. I want it to be epic. If you watch the intro... Sorry, Fallout 4. If you watch the intro of Fallout 3, fucking sends chills down my spine.
What was it?
It was just a... Like, you start in a bus, and there's music playing, and they just pan out, and they...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they got that guy talking who does the Fallout games, but that Hellboy dude.
Bethesda announcing Fallout 3 was a huge deal, because it wasn't Bethesda's game.
Yeah,
it
but
was Interplay's game. The fuck it was like a top-down... It was a top-down strategy game by Interplay, or something like that, and it was just like, what the fuck is Bethesda doing with this?
I was thinking about this today, though. Like
Oblivion meets Fallout, and that's why it was huge.
But it's still, it's not going to be that as exciting as the first time you've seen or discovered Fallout 3. Because you're going to play Fallout 4, and you know what world it is.
Yeah.
You know the story. You know the, like, the overlining, what's going on.
I know the story.
We need a new fucking IP.
We need something new.
No. I'll take Fallout 4. If I, like, where was Fallout 3? Where was it in the world?
Washington?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so why not put Fallout 4 in, like, Japan?
Right, being in a new location or having a new story is fine. It's like saying, "Oh, Walking Dead is just Fallout over again because it's post-apocalyptic." You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like there's plenty of stories to be told in that
the
universe.
Moon's already black and white.
That brotherhood came from the moon. Another one of my hopes is Star Wars Battlefront campaign.
Like campaign,
full campaign trailer.
That'd be dope.
I wonder if it's going to be like...
That's it?
It's DICE. DICE isn't really known for making solid campaigns. They make pretty... Like, they look good for a little bit.
Bad Company 2 was great. Bad Company 2 campaign was awesome.
Okay, I mean, it wasn't great.
It was pretty great.
It was okay.
I loved it.
It's not just DICE, right? It's EA, and how much are we going to pay people to be creative directors on this? Like, DICE makes tech. You know, they build engines.
I mean, it'll look good. It'll be. I think it'll be the equivalent of...
There's a development studio, obviously. Yeah, there's people that are paid to make what they're being told to make.
It's not like they took the writer...
You're saying
Battlefield 4 and said, we need you to write the best Star Wars story ever. Like, they hired people.
They must work with Lucasfilm,
you know, like...
That's not the focus of this game, I can guarantee it. It'll be something like Battlefield 4 was. There's this, you know, an okay campaign.
That's the first thing I said, was like, it's not Battlefield 5.
There might not be a campaign. The Star Wars universe is too important, especially with the rebooting of the movies. You know, they're redoing the, like, what's canon and what's not. I feel like they're going to make it important to the Star Wars fans.
Oh,
it's as important to Battlefield fans as it is to Star Wars fans. Or the other way around.
No, the amount of... Like, they are, like, going in, like, surgeons and picking and choosing where they're going to put the Star Wars licenses. Like, they're not fucking around.
If you're right, then awesome. I mean, it only benefits everybody. But I don't have the expectation that you do of these people.
All I'm hoping for is a campaign trailer.
I don't even give a shit about campaign. Campaign would be kind of cool.
What kind of C4 do they have in the Star Wars?
Yeah, like, how am I going to be able to
they
strap
have charges?
Okay, so he's going to put charges in the docking bay.
Charges to my speeder bike.
What do they do in Return of the Jedi? Because I have a he's holding a bomb. Leia's holding a bomb because I have like this seismic charge or something like that. Fuck, I can't believe it. I don't remember it.
Satchel charge.
Shit. I don't know. It's like, so deep.
I think it'll probably be very difficult for them to come up with a story for that game.
Yeah.
I think the game would sell billions based on just, hey, we have a Hoth level.
That's what my thing is.
Hey, we have an Endor level.
I do think
they're
going
to
focus on
like
multiplayer, and making wonderful like battlegrounds.
Dude, spawning in your area and just seeing a fucking...
I'm going to take the AT-AT out.
Well, yeah, you're taking the AT-AT out, but I'm on the other fucking team. And I'm like, I just got like a row of speeders that like... Mm-hmm.
Fill them with satchel charges and launch them in the AT-AT.
Yeah, just
actual charges, the C4 of the Star Wars universe.
That's all I want.
Okay, what do you want?
We're thinking about Hoth, but like, there's so much more that you can get into.
Oh, absolutely. There's Geonosis.
I mean,
that was already in Battlefront 2. But still, Tatooine. Just fucking, it's the same shit.
Endor,
sand level, snow level, forest. Jungle, it's the same
shit. Yeah, you're right. No, but I mean,
with a Star Wars skin.
Do you think that they're going to go, like, stratosphere? Like, battleships?
That'll be the first next-gen experience, if they do something like that. Like, out of, like, this tiny little, like, bubble that you can play in. Like, Battlefield 4 is huge. Like, you have tons of guys.
Sure, there's the sky above the battlefield with jets.
But imagine it's only, like, space.
The stratosphere. Like... Yeah, where you're flying, like, you know, if you get shot down, like, your ship will crash into the Earth. Like, you're not in space, but you're pretty fucking high up there.
Yeah.
I mean, where are you going to launch your X-Wings from? It's not going to be from the ground. I don't know.
There might be.
They do it from the Episode 7 trailer.
In between battles.
I wonder about, like, interiors.
Yeah. I sure hope it's
not,
like...
I haven't even thought of interiors.
You know Battlefield where you're...
The Death Star.
You spawn at your base, and you've got like, here's where the jeeps.
Yeah, but you could spawn at a Star Destroyer and then come out with a fucking TIE fighter.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen. That's fine. But I sure hope there isn't like six AT-ATs dropped in the map on one spot, and like six speeder. Like, you know what I mean?
With Battlefield,
they're always segregated to like one little.
If you choose to get into the AT-AT, like what? What's the counterpart? Like, what is the ship that can take down the AT-AT easily? It's got to be a little bit more easily than... I mean, it probably like a couple of charges or something. Like,
it's probably a couple not of rockets. Fun in a multiplayer game to fucking tow cable the thing.
No, because someone will just be like shooting you the whole time you're spinning around.
Yeah. Tow cable would be hard because you'd have people
if you
trolling have, waiting for the speeder to come in to tow cable it. A couple of speeder bombs or something like that, or like...
Just like... We got to take that AT-AT down. Just three guys, like, all right, attack, turn all at once, and just fucking pump X. Just take the thing down.
Like, maybe if that was an event in the level, like AT-AT is the ATST, right? Is the big one. AT-AT is the scout. But AT-AT, yeah, like, there's only one. And as soon as it's down, it's down. You don't get another one.
It's like collapsing it doesn't the main respawn. Building.
Yeah, it doesn't respawn. It's an event.
That's kind of cool.
Oh, crashing my God.
So, yeah, because it's like five guys. Or it could be like the airship in Battlefield 4. The airship above, just kind of, there's a gunner and there's like a couple guys inside there just launching at the base.
But does that respawn?
It respawns, but it's like, it says enemy gunship above, and you're just like, well, fuck, and you see this gunship, and you just have to take this thing down.
No, but imagine, like, the freighters that come in off the water in Battlefield, or, like, yeah. Remember Second Assault, or whatever it's called? I didn't play it much, but, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, there was one event, like, a giant ship would crash land.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be like that.
That's part of the main game.
Even if it could be a fucking game type.
Even if they're rare, that'd right? Be awesome. Oh, my God, game
type. The AT-AT game type. It's like, people in the AT-AT.
Raid the AT-AT.
And there's other people just... Doing other shit.
I haven't even thought of that.
But us doing this
even
right now.
Even if they're rare.
Specific game
we're ruining the game.
True. You say that all the time. You always say that.
We are, though.
And we always are.
You did it with Destiny. You're like, Destiny, you're going to play it every fucking day for like 10 years.
No, but all
years.
I'm doing is talking about like,
didn't live
Destiny
up to your ridiculous
was...
expectations and you don't play it. Immediately, it doesn't meet what you want it to be and you hate it.
No, but here's the thing. Destiny was, they didn't tell us anything. It was up to us to speculate. But like, I'm thinking with Battlefront, all I'm thinking is, what Star Wars battles are like. And I think DICE is thinking the same thing. Yeah. All right, moving on.
What do you got?
I got... You want to fire out, like, three of them right now?
Yeah, sure.
I hope that Zelda Wii U is out by July.
Wrong.
There's rumors...
First.
Doesn't matter, it's not happening.
Right? There are rumors that... It said Amazon Italy already listed, like, a June release for Zelda.
Why do you want it to be out in the summer?
I just want it.
You just want it.
I just want it because nothing else is going to be
That's
out.
That's not happening.
Nothing else is out. What's going to be out? The Witcher's coming out. I'll play it like fucking crazy.
You'll probably hate it.
I'll love it.
Oh, Star Fox has to launch first. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they said it was coming out first. I mean, it could be fall, winter.
I honestly don't think it's coming out this year, but if it does, it's holiday.
It looks so good.
It looks really good. If they can, like... With what they did with the teaser, if they can get that same push again, like twice as, you know, much anticipation with some gameplay and like show some dungeon crawling, show some new weapons, it's like, wow, this
is fucking
disgusting.
Am I the only one who thinks that fucking...
Yes, you are.
Like, these games, they show like one picture. Oh my God, the art style is amazing. The internet goes
crazy.
There
wasn't a picture, there was actual gameplay.
Cool! Oh my God, is Link on a horse in a field? That's unbelievable!
Yeah, like the fact that we could see really far... Was like something special and like, oh wow, that's amazing.
It
that,
should that, that be. Was a it's little fucking overrated. What year is it?
Exactly.
I don't want to see 30 feet in
it's
front
a,
of me
it's
and
like,
then shit
it's
appears.
Like, oh,
if
according
it did,
to Nintendo's bar, which is down here, that's amazing. Good job, Nintendo. We're happy for you.
Yeah,
but
we've always wanted like.
Nintendo makes perfect games at that shitty level, and now they're making a fucking Skyrim level Zelda.
Are they
I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Where
it's
did
not
you
like
get that
it's
from?
Not it's not groundbreaking, but it's finally mean? Like a Skyrim scale Zelda game.
Why
that's
do you
what
think
we've
that?
Always wanted.
It might not even be as big as you guys think it is.
Because it's into the fucking stratosphere and they're like,
you
can
know
go
what's
there.
Happen?
You can walk anywhere in this
map. Here, I'll tell you what's going to happen.
They told us that.
There's going to be like an intro part where you have to get three of some type of stone. Oh and then God. After that, you're going to get this sword of Hyrule.
No, Link Between Worlds was totally different. It was just like, you have access to the whole map.
I hope you're right.
You just gotta buy the shit.
You're way too skeptical.
No, man, they make the same game and everyone shits their pants.
It's not
the
same game, Dan. It's not. At all.
Link was riding Epona.
So every fucking game...
Fucking grassy
okay,
field
so...
and you guys shit your pants! The whole internet went nuts for... Did you see the rocks in the field and there was an enemy
So every time
in
you
it?
Ride a horse, it's the same game?
Yeah.
Is Red Dead the same as Skyrim?
Yeah.
Shut your stupid
one's
mouth.
In Mexico, one's in mountains.
Skyrim is where it is.
One's in Skyrim,
that's why it's called
one's in Mexico.
All right, Dan, what is your hope?
Dan
just wants pussy and fucking tits in his Zelda game.
No, I don't. I just... No. Don't get me wrong. With Zelda, I'll play it and probably enjoy it, but just because they show me some fucking cel-shaded... 3-minute video of Link.
You don't care about art. It's because there was no fucking water. There was no water crashing up.
Oh, here we go. Go play your fucking Mario games and shut the fuck up.
Go play your Mario games.
Tell me the last AAA game that you played and finished.
Whatever, shit.
And finished, not on easy. punk ass. Thing is, bitch. Zelda actually
amazing. I beat fucking Advanced Warfare on Veteran, you cunt.
Yeah, but that's still.
Like, but that's that doesn't count because I didn't think of it.
Oh, you beat a 5-hour campaign? Congratulations! I'm talking about a game that you got to fucking invest time in and play.
How many
Rogue,
games
that Rogue Legacy?
Oh, I played Ollie.
Say invest time.
Oh wait, I played Rogue Legacy for 6,000 hours, but I want a game that makes me really think.
Sorry, I didn't play GTA 5, Dan.
Really, that's the best you have.
Oh, yeah, I play games just like you play games, you dick.
No, you don't. But that's fine. Anyway,
this is what makes the show.
Next, you can't. You Jack play games. Tomorrow. You play games, but you don't play games the way I play games. And I'm not even saying that I'm higher than you. I
beat Destiny.
I don't play games the way you play games.
I beat Destiny.
That's what I'm saying about our podcast. We have a fucking very diverse. As much as we all play games, like Tim's a fucking crazy PC guy.
Yeah, I hold it against you.
Diverse.
You just fucking did. All you did is tell me, oh. Go listen to your fucking corn band and play your GTA 5 and look at the titties.
No, I didn't play GTA 5, but I never said fucking corn.
I don't play games saying, because they say fucking and I don't game care that there's tits in
games.
It's
the same game. And you do want pussy and tits so in Zelda, right?
GTA 5 is, actually, you know what? I kind of burnt out on it, but it's a fucking great game, and it's better than fucking stupid Mario side-scrolling games that they remake 1,000 times that you suck Nintendo's balls for. I'm telling you right now, like, people are overhyping Zelda. Like, beyond
can't anything. Be overhyped.
It can be.
Can't be.
You played a fucking...
Link Between Worlds was the best game of 2013,
2014. Chad, it looks like 2015. I can't play a game that has shit graphics it from that fucking...
It doesn't matter, though. That has game is so engaging. GTA so good. 2...
How do you... I don't know. How do you... Put yourself in a game.
You get just immersed in the controls. Like, it's fucking responsive.
Oh my
fun
god,
to
it
play
has four directions.
Dan, you listen to Meow Meow Beans. Meow Meow Beans.
Don't. No, I've always said that. Nintendo fanboys can suck it. Like, no, I don't care about games for children. I don't. I'm done with them. Like, I was a kid.
They're
Nintendo,
games for grown
they
have, kids.
They make games
they have
for
fucking
kids.
Quality bar that's higher than any, like, publisher out there.
Chad, how hard is it to draw fucking brick floor with some clouds? Oh, we're gonna put a hole here. Here's a block with a question mark on it. We're gonna put some fucking some Goombas there.
But you know what? A Nintendo game won't come out.
And they make it again. Fucking... And, oh, but it runs so much better now. It's the same game. And everybody loves it.
It's HD blocks.
You can't say that all Zelda games are the same. They're all different.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a different wind temple. Different water temple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put new puzzles in, so it's fucking...
Okay, well, why don't I compare GTA 5 and GTA 4?
You can.
What's the difference between Halo 2 and Halo 3?
Not a lot. I don't play Halo anymore.
They're completely different experiences, Chad.
I don't play Halo anymore.
No, but like...
You guys still want to play
these
games.
It's the truth, though. Like, you're making a sequel to a game. You can't fundamentally change the fucking game. The game has to be the same in
okay
some respects.
Link is never the same person. He's a different Link.
You're the same fucking Link. Who gives a shit about the overarching Zelda story?
So you're changing what
don't
they...
Don't you want Link to be a different person? It's a different time?
I don't care.
It a different time? Because I don't know anything
about
there
fucking are. It's all
I'm
a different hero.
I'm fighting Zelda.
If it's a different time, then why are you always the same Zelda guy, but who's not the same guy, fighting the same boss who's not the same Ganondorf?
Ganon is always the same.
Oh, but he looks different. One time
that,
he's a wolf.
That,
one time he's a chicken.
I don't understand. I don't care about... The game is fun.
Yeah.
Link Between Worlds is
okay, I shouldn't even knock Link Between Worlds. Tim says it's great. You say it's great. The internet says it's great. I just, myself, could not sit there with a little fucking phone-sized screen.
I didn't think I could either, dude. But
and get into
so
a game that
good
looks like GTA 2, where it's like a top-down, like, bird's-eye view.
Dude, proving my point that you think about things in GTA form. Is it GTA
5
or GTA 2?
No, that's what you throw
2
at me.
I don't know. Is that about... graphics for some reason. It's just like I feel the same way. Like I bought this $500 console. I want amazing fucking games on it. All I'm getting is rehashed PS3, PS2, fucking Xbox 360 games remade. Like, remember when indie games were good?
That's
and it was
that
just like, it was just like, oh, Meat Boy's out, wow, fuck
yeah,
Brain's out, holy shit.
And you know what that
and
did?
My number two, fucking Witness, where the fuck is that?
Oh, Jonathan Blow heard on the internet that somebody didn't like it, so he remade the whole thing. Oof. It's fucking stupid. Either way, my number two, Battlefront, my hope, is that Battlefront they don't pull like a last year kind of bullshit where it was like, this is a little bit of the engine. We made some friends. Oh, God.
There's no way.
Like, I want...
There's
like,
no way. It's got to be a...
It's coming out in fall. We're showing you everything. Here's the whole game. There's a beta in fucking August. You know what I mean? Like DICE is beta.
My fear is that it won't look as good as their original, like, tech demo, which is,
absolutely
is common.
They never will, because...
It'll look that good.
No, it won't.
I hope
Come
it
on,
does.
DICE...
That
DICE
doesn't look that good anymore.
DICE is more...
It's been a year. It doesn't look that good.
I don't know. They're more at fault than anybody else, I feel like, in the whole gaming industry than for making...
Yeah,
videos
they started
something.
It. They
Look
started
at how it. Good it looks, and then it's like, yeah, that's
so
on
it's
a PC,
boys,
and it's running on like the greatest computer that's ever been built, and no one even can buy one of these yet.
Yeah,
here's what you get. It looks like GameCube. So
Battlefield 4 still looks and runs great.
I don't know.
It's best looking.
I feel like I'm being really negative, but like my overall feeling for gaming right now is dwindling. Like It's been a rough couple years. Like, the PS4, especially the Xbox One, are pretty shit.
That was one of my questions that I was thinking about today. Was just, like, if you can think of one thing, like, compared to Xbox 360 at the same timeline in its lifetime.
Oh, God, there were so many better games.
Yeah, it's like, what was amazing about Xbox 360 between next gen and...
The first 3 years of 360, I wasn't really, like, I have to
no,
have
like,
this.
They came out with achievements. They came out with indie games. They titled it indie games.
It was the Xbox Arcade.
Yeah, but then they came out with like indie games. It was like the side little
Whizzy
brand.
Yeah,
but, like
I mean, it's you can't recreate that. But I mean, if you expect them to reinvent the wheel, I mean, I think it's probably not going to happen, right? I mean, what could they do? It's
and to a certain extent, if they had something so groundbreaking, we would just diss it because it's not. We're like old, and we're not accepting of new technologies. Like, for example, we'll make fun of VR, but meanwhile, kids who are 10 years younger than us will be like, "Yeah, fucking VR, man."
I don't know about VR, man. Yeah,
VR is no good.
I'm giving an example of how like we're going to reject innovation, which is not what's classic. But then we also reject the fact that they're not coming up with anything new. You know?
Yeah.
We're
cynical bastards.
I think. We are cynical bastards, yeah. It's like, I fucking hate every game.
I'm old now, and I fucking
hate we're all hit with motion controls. It messed up our gaming lives for a good decade.
That's like, why'd they bring that shit in this?
I don't even think that we're necessarily cynical. I think...
Games are shit.
Games are pretty shit right now. Like, the gaming industry...
We're not cynical. It's the game's fault.
They are bad, though. There's nothing... Like, when we were growing up and the gaming industry was proving itself...
Yeah, like, it was just AAA game after AAA game, all new IPs. Like, what's fucking sweet? Oh, this is awesome.
They've never poured more money into video games than they have the past year.
Like, no, but they have, but they're pouring it into one franchise.
You know what?
Well, the
it's
thing
not
is,
even
is
fucking
$500 million going
into
Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto. Like,
world building is so expensive that they can't afford to start new IPs and new adventures. It's
games.
Like, hey, we find like we release one game, we spent millions on these assets. And we only made, you know, hundreds of thousands back. Let's use these assets to make a sequel.
Yeah.
It's not going to be hard.
Exactly.
And then let's do it again and again and again. That's why you get Assassin's Creed 1, 2, Brotherhood 2, fucking 4.
Dude, it's
4.
Not even just games.
I hope
Black Flag.
Game dies.
It's,
fuck those
it's
people.
Everything. Media. There's nothing new. Look at movies. Let's
I disagree. Some teams are doing new things, and like
you
pick on Nintendo.
Again.
You pick on Nintendo, but they're not
again.
Just they're not taking engines and rebuilding games on the same engine, right? Like
Zelda will be fucking dope, I'm sure. I'm just saying, like,
but, and
I hate that the internet explodes over like. I
but
hate
no
Nintendo
two
families.
Zelda games are the same. None of them.
No, sure, they're probably not.
That's your argument. They're the same game.
Okay, I was teasing Mario in that sense.
No, well, okay, Mario the side-scrolling ones are all based on the same principle. That's fucking super tight side-scrolling. And it's like, if it was any different, it wouldn't be Mario.
No, it wouldn't.
But well, Galaxy, think about, like...
I give Nintendo a hard time because of the people who defend Nintendo constantly. Not because of the games. Like,
yeah,
sure,
you
there are the
into
sides,
that group,
there
but
are
you,
the
you completely disregard, types. Like, any kind of integrity that I have. Every time I bring up Nintendo, you reduce me to a fanboy.
Every time
bullshit.
I bring up anything, you reduce me to fucking GTA and Korn.
You started it! You said it first!
You don't even know what music I listen to.
I didn't even say Korn, you dick.
You have.
That's been 3 years
no, it hasn't.
Since I said that you listen to fucking Korn. Let it go.
Okay, stop bringing up GTA. Like, I don't even...
You started
me of all people. Like, you attacking my credibility on video games is absurd. absurd. I have a gamer, like, I don't want to say, like, I have a gamer score of 100,000. But I do!
That means I'm just like, you're fucking saying.
Just be honest and use the voice.
Man, I play fucking games. I play everything that comes out.
How many games each of us have played? What actually come out to?
Like, number of games beaten?
Number of games played.
Played? Then I've murdered you.
On PS4?
On everything.
Alright, we'll check it out.
Okay.
Games played is bullshit. Anyways.
Games played is bullshit. I can load
you up. You guys are just a game. Don't take out, actually play the fucking game.
Take out indie games.
I don't play them.
Why?
Because indie games... Okay. I'll get into that. We'll get into that later.
What's wrong with indie games?
Indie games were cool. Indie games were cool. Okay, like when Braid was out,
they're not bad. They've never been better.
Indie games are a dime a fucking dozen. Like
there are too many.
In Xbox 360 games, like in that generation, it was like, oh, it's Wednesday. There's maybe one game that comes out,
and it's usually a decent game.
Now there's 12 fucking games a week.
I'm not talking about all these fucking like stupid shovelware.
Did you play Square Triangle Jump Over the Spikes game?
That was last year.
You get 101,000,000 lives.
I'm not talking
about
Apotheon, you asshole.
I don't even know what
that. You're the same motherfucker who will talk up about Bastion and fucking PvZ and Peggle.
Bastion was good.
And you know what? And you turn on indie games.
Peggle was good. That was the times. No, listen to me.
As soon as you don't like one, you write off indie games.
No, listen to what I'm going to say before you start talking. Indie games, when they first started coming out, PvZ, fucking Braid.
They were out long before PvZ.
Okay, when they first started getting console attention, those games were good. They were all great. Now, everyone's trying to be
Geometry
like,
Wars
I don't want to work for a company that has 500 employees making one game.
You guys all play and love indie games.
They're few and far between where they're good anymore.
Resogun.
They're few and far between where they're good anymore. Rogue Legacy was made for PC originally.
Like, you guys would be like, yeah, that's good, that's good, that's good.
Right. You guys are fucked, man. They fucking pumped indie games at the end of the generation of Xbox 360, and this new generation, they fucking flatlined. Xbox got rid of their, like, development.
They didn't flatline, they're every fucking week.
Okay, but...
Tons of them.
They honestly...
I don't buy them all.
They took them out of the hands of the fucking hobbyists, and they put them in the hands of actual, like,
the good games are the ones that get... coverage.
I'll tell you what happened.
Hipsters, the good games are the ones that go on industry. Fucking Polygon and say,
am I wrong?
Please talk about
Hipsters
our games.
Got into the gaming industry. Am I wrong? Listen to me
what
right
are
now.
You talking about? It's the same people making the games. They're just making
it's the people
new
go,
games.
I don't want to work for a corporation. I don't need a job where I work for EA. I'm going to make this game by myself with my ugly zitty cousin in the corner, and we're going to release it in 5 years.
I mean, Matt Makes Games probably made a lot of money.
Yeah, but it sucks.
Towerfall.
This game's fucking great.
It's fun when we sit in a room together, but it's a very particular
That's exactly
time where
the experience they want you to have.
Why would you want to make a game where someone can have fun with it maybe twice a year?
I love that game.
Because millions of people can have that experience opposite times of the year.
Okay, fine. Make it work for a game company like... I'll just keep feeding into it. Rockstar.
Guacamelee. Also an awesome indie game.
Okay. Who talks about Guacamelee anymore?
What does that matter?
We're talking about it right now.
Because Joe brought it up to defend his point, that's not going to work. Who talks about it?
Name some bad indie games.
There's a million every fucking month.
And ask
we release
any of us if we played them. Like we don't play bad games. We don't play bad AAA games.
There's tons of games that come out on Steam every week.
Chad's on my side.
And Steam has like a.
The game industry is huge. It's going to produce bad games. You have to be able to sift through the bullshit.
It's
the
like writing off fucking TV because there's bad TV shows. You don't watch every single TV show.
Yeah,
you play the ones that are worth it.
Why? Even TV shit these days.
What?
Okay,
it's never been better.
Oh, yeah? I watch Walking Dead, which is kind of shit.
That means there's no other good shows.
Not for me.
Dan doesn't watch them.
I've tried to watch
Dan's
shows.
Dan's not cynical, guys.
I've tried to watch Better Call Saul.
I'm not watching
Better Call
Saul.
Actually,
this sucks. I'm with Dan on that one.
Did you watch Better Call Saul?
I have nothing to watch. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Did you watch the most recent episode with Mike? Fucking dope.
Like, so, it was good.
Fucking dope.
The fact that you're centering around a character I fucking love is just gold.
He's, like, his acting was just fucking, like...
Oh. What other hopes do we got?
Okay. I got, like, tons.
Hey, have we heard anything about Sucker Punch? Think about... Imagine they just said, like, we're working on Infamous, Third Son.
My next...
some bullshit.
My next hope is new exclusives. I'm tired of remakes and... sequels and trying to reinvent, like, they're making Spider-Man the movie again.
This is our life now.
Remember, it's bullshit, it's not fair to keep remaking something and expecting people to pay for it.
Just ignore
Remember
it.
Those rumors Naughty Dog is meeting like with, like, NASA and shit to, like, come up with the fucking, like, mechanics for the new game?
Which game?
Naughty Dog. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Kyle fucking went apeshit about that. Do you remember? Yeah, Naughty Dog's meeting with fucking, like, the science fucking foundation of the world. To come up with like new partnerships to make their game.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, Tomb Raider's gonna be sick.
I hope so.
Tomb Raider's
no, it bad. Is going to be sick.
Here's what I'm tired of. I'm tired of waiting 3 years for something. Like, you get games that are like B's from time to time, and then you get like that A game. You get like three a generation.
The Order's a B?
The Order's a C.
The Order's an F.
The Order, I'll give... well, I mean, okay.
I had fun with The Order on its one playthrough, but it's forgettable. It's done. No one's talking about it. I'll never play it again. And that's fine. It was a good...
Order. You remember that? It looked good.
That was a fun day.
It was a fun...
Yeah, it was a fun day.
It wasn't even a weekend.
I mean, what about Gears of War, though? I mean, Gears of War looked cool.
Gears of War was...
It had a short storyline.
Maybe like a B. Like, I didn't really care for the multiplayer.
Was it B plus? No, I'm talking B minus.
I'm talking Mass Effect 2. C plus. I'm talking Skyrim. I'm talking Oblivion.
Well, you need Mass Effect before you can get Mass Effect 2.
Think about the years between the games you just announced.
That's what I'm saying. I'm tired of waiting 3 years for my good game. Like,
there are still 3 years between the games you just announced.
Can I pound a couple out?
Yeah. First of all, the only good games in the next 3 years are going to be Star Wars branded games. Go ahead, Chad.
And Mass Effect.
Follow.
And Mass Effect. But there's going to be a Mass Effect crossover.
All right, I said hope is that Mass Effect will finally be detailed and just like, here we go. It's what it is. Check it out.
That's your hope?
A title. Like I said, like the same thing with
just detailed. Because like,
it's called this.
What timeline is it in?
Something beyond a teaser trailer.
What are we doing in this game? Because last week they were still...
We're ready to show you the Mako.
I read an article that said they're still looking for input on what do the fans want in the game. What the fuck stage is that? They've been at that stage for 3 years.
Yeah, like,
what do you guys want to play? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, just tell me what it is.
Just make more Mass Effect games.
We'll buy it. Anyone will buy it. It's Mass Effect. Fucking buy it. That's all
if it's
we
not
want.
Right, do it again and we'll buy the next one.
Exactly.
You know what you did for 2 and 3? Do it for 4. But bigger and longer.
They have to start a new story.
Okay. Have Geppard. People will play.
Oh, this comes from the guy who does not want the same game. Don't make the same game.
Okay, but here's what's different.
Change names to Geppard and
cool. Good game.
There's different characters, different stories, different everything.
Have you heard of Rosalina?
What?
I'm just kidding. Just all kidding.
Right. Is that a Mario joke?
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
It's a different character, but a different...
It's a different princess with a different colored dress.
What color is her dress?
What's your daughter? Did you see that?
Blue.
Oh, it's blue? Oh, Daisy's what?
Light blue.
Yellow.
Yeah.
My hope... Another hope is just... I just put the fucking witness, please.
It's not happening.
I think Jonathan Blow is probably pulling a Phil Fish and going like, I've remade it 7 times.
No, I've read the developer diaries all the way through. I keep up on it.
Is he insane?
He's not insane. He's fucking weird. He's like a brilliant... He's weirdo.
He's super particular, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing the witness is doing that said, rhyme.
He said there's 600 and something puzzles in the game. Damn. And he's like...
And they're all squares.
He's like, right now,
boxes.
Everything the puzzles are created, what we're trying to do right now is figure out this, like, just get the soundtrack down for where the soundtrack's going to go. Little story bits.
But 600 puzzles? Up. That's too many.
It's not too many.
It depends what constitutes a
puzzle. I'm overwhelmed at just the thought of it.
I'm not doing 600 of those.
Have you seen
not the main
the
story?
Game, though?
It's squares and boxes.
Have you seen the game?
Yeah.
Is it bleeps and bloops?
There's nothing that game isn't doing that Rhyme's not doing better with a fucking character. That
okay,
you play
Rhyme.
As.
Where the fuck's that?
I want to see Rhyme.
It's canceled. All right, next point.
This just in. It's canceled.
Next point. I just said some amazing, out of nowhere, hit that changes our outlook of games. Because we're pretty fucking
from a cynic.
That pretty hits, fucking negative right
that
now.
That hits me with new exclusives. I need something new. Like, if I see a fucking... I don't know.
Uncharted 4.
The new Final Fantasy.
I'll play Uncharted 4, actually. Like, what studio would you have to see? What kind of game would you have to see?
You know what I'm excited for? Quantum Break. If it's good, cool. You tried something new. It's got, you know...
That's the thing. Microsoft has some, like, some pretty out there exclusives. PlayStation is shit.
Yeah, but a year ago they had to tell everyone to bail on their Kinect projects and start something new. So there's not going to be anything from Microsoft.
Stop it.
Stop.
See?
We're not doing cloud processing. Right now. We're not doing Kinect. All the things that you've fucking been... The crowd has spoken.
We stopped
regular games Kinect. With a disc.
Kinects have stopped production. We don't make them anymore. If you have one, good. Great.
Don't add Kinect because we're not selling it.
We don't even make it.
It's not in production. The plant is closed.
Yeah, nobody likes to fucking do this in front of their TV.
Gamers are generally Rock fat, Band 4. People. Rock Band 4 announced they're rumored to be at
Fun. Oh, yeah. Actually,
that is fucking awesome.
I want it.
I'm excited for that.
Congratulations.
I want DJ Hero and Rock Band to become one.
I don't want Rock Band because the guitar was shit and that soft fucking...
You have to buy new shit.
Yeah, I want just Guitar Hero.
You're going to buy new shit. Your old shit will not be compatible with it, obviously.
Saves the day, Rock Band.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no, come on. Make your own songs.
Are you guys... Do you still have hopes?
I do.
No.
How many fucking hopes do you have? I feel like...
This is number 5.
Chess is doing it right.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
All
right. I want EA to make their Star Wars license pay off.
Yeah.
I want...
That's all E3 is going to be.
This is a hope. Obviously, my hopes are out there. I want classics up-res like KOTOR.
Look out. Not a chance.
The Rogue Squadron trilogy.
No. They don't own those games.
The Jedi Knight series. Jedi Outcast.
You want every single Star Wars game.
Listen to this. Shadows of the Empire HD.
There's no way.
They're all bad games.
It's built of fucking wires and boxes. There's no up-resing a wire in a box.
Okay, aside from Knights of the Old Republic, what's a good Star Wars game?
Rogue Squadron.
Pod Racing. Shadows of the Empire.
Any fucking, like Jedi Starfighter was awesome.
Okay, what game could be released today?
Battle for Naboo.
Every Rogue Squadron game.
Battle for Naboo.
The Battle Squad games are good.
Battle Squad.
Was it Republic Republic Commando?
Star Wars Battle Squad.
Republic Commando. I never played it. It was probably gay. Alright, Battle Squad, move on.
Battle Squad. I don't have any more hopes. I'm on
to Round of Predictions. Squad 2. Round of Predictions?
Sure.
Hold on. Do you want to do Spoon Tune real quick?
Real quick.
We'll do Spoon Tune again.
No. Pop Spoon Tune in between.
Yeah, that's okay.
Predictions. We'll but then edit it so it's at the end.
No.
Spoon Tune coming up next. Alright, Spoon Tune. Let's go with the Spoon Tune. Let's go with the Spoon Tune.
This is an easy one for you, boys.
Is there any setup? You gotta hold the pen.
You do.
I hold the pen.
Is there points here? Because we got 3 pieces of paper.
Yeah. Each one is worth a point.
Alright. Got it.
It's going from easy to hard.
Okay. Will you lick your finger and... Mass Effect 2 map.
It's not map.
It's not two.
It's one.
Is it one map?
One map.
Yeah. Oh, Mass Effect map.
Half points, 0.5.
I'll get 0.5 on that one. Okay. Written in crayon.
Alright. Here we go. Round 2. This is worth 1 point.
What a great game.
Give me that fucking thing. Uno, bitch!
That's 1 point for Danny.
Uno?
Uno.
Wow. Where'd he go?
I played a lot of Uno.
This one's obscure. This one's highly obscure.
Braid?
No. It's worth 3 points.
Good game. Do I lose 3 points if I answer?
No.
Journey.
No.
You don't lose 3 points?
You didn't lose any points. Why is this 3 points?
Because it's difficult.
I don't know.
I don't have the pen anymore.
I don't want to guess.
Here's your pen.
Can I get a hint?
That's not Braid.
Tell us.
It's Indie Game the Movie.
Oh, that is obscure.
Holy
is
shit.
Is it Braid on Indie Game the Movie?
Not even a game.
All right, you can't... You can't...
So are there movie soundtracks in here as well?
No, that was pretty much a game.
And every time I tell him I want to make the game, he comes back, he says, what the fuck are you thinking? That's all of Indie Game the Movie.
You can't...
Jonathan Blow in a stupid French Quebecan accent.
That was Phil Fish.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't guess for at least 15 seconds on this one.
All right.
Say when we can go.
Fucking temple. GoldenEye.
Nope.
Wrong.
Complex?
Wrong.
Faculty or facility. Facility.
Mother. Fuck!
It's facility. I used to call it faculty because it was a stupid country.
That might be... I'm pretty sure this was the dam level.
It's facility. It's
facility.
No, it's not.
It is. You can't imagine running around right now in the fucking bathroom upstairs?
Hey, we start...
You start in the fucking... The vent
above.
Listen,
the...
later with your top five exhale sound effects.
Mine's definitely Sonic. No.
All right.
I just did the wrong sound.
No, it's...
Yeah. Oh, I did the...
Can we... Are we breaking in and doing... Are we breaking in and doing our top five exhales?
No.
Number one, Chad, you know this. Top five exhales real quick. Do yours.
Which one?
Shadows of the Empire. Yeah. GoldenEye? Who's got one?
I don't have any more.
I don't know.
That's it?
Wait, you ready?
Yeah.
That's it?
So it might only be for Dan.
I'm trying to...
Just wait for it. Wait for the hook.
I know the game.
Well, then that's the answer.
No.
Cancelled. Oblivion.
Which part, though?
The intro to Oblivion.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's the menu.
Yeah, but just the game.
Well, okay.
There's another one for Dan.
I know the game. Another one just for Dan? What the fuck? Halo 3.
Holy shit!
It is 3. I almost said
nice.
Two.
How many points is that?
That's 1.
6.5, baby.
It's 1 point per song.
6.5.
Fuck off.
This, Tim is the only one that's going to get this one.
Tim.
So it's Minecraft?
I expected he'd be here.
I don't know it.
There's no negative points, right?
No negative.
It's not right.
Dr. Mario!
Nope.
No.
It's Klungo Saves the World from Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
Okay, yeah, Tim is the only one who gets that.
Was shit.
Alright, it's another obscure one. TJ played this. I think Dan played it.
Did I play it?
You may have played it.
Flower.
Boom!
Flower's gay.
Nice.
Hated it.
How many points is that worth?
Wow, dude, so fast.
Why? Stop it. It's 1 point per. <more. laughs>
2.
6. 9.
It is so ready.
13, carry the 2. It's 2 points, Joe.
I'm fucking raping you guys.
Alright. Joe might get
Flower?
Joe might get this one?
No. I put the fuck out of Flower. I just recognize the music.
Everybody ready?
Fez.
Yep.
How many points?
1.
9.5.
Alright, ready? Ready, ready?
Holy shit.
Mario Kart?
No!
Damn it!
3, 2, 1. Yoshi's Island.
Oh, jeez.
You know what I thought it was like block fort, like when you're looking at the maps in Mario Kart for like SNES.
Ooh. If you actually heard the choose your map
song, I think you would know that's the Choose Your Map song.
Your mind is a funny thing when you hear something. You're like, you perk up like, I know this.
Where I do that
scanning, like, brrr, like through all the files in your brain.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
2 points.
Mirror's Edge.
Yep.
Motherfucker.
Alright, here we go. You gotta name the island. Or the game. Just the game.
Okay, well, Wind Waker.
Yeah. 1 point.
Well, hold on, the island. Dragon Roost?
No.
I don't know the island.
Winter, or,
this is for 1.5 points.
You become old again.
I know it's sunny and there's a lot of green.
Sounds like a sunny tune.
3, 2, Windfall Island.
Oh, Winter! I was gonna say Winterfall.
Winterfall. Wait,
everybody knows
so
that.
So, do I get any points for that?
Yep, one.
One. All right, 10 points.
7.95.
Who gave him fucking 6 for one?
That was a difficult one. Here's
what
an easy
was
one.
It?
Here's an easy one though.
Oh, I saw the screen. I can't guess.
Oh, Bit Trip Runner!
Right. Yes!
10 points.
Woo! 10 points!
That's it. That's all
you got. So one
of every. Oh, TJ wins with Bit Trip Runner.
No, actually, I have 10.5 points. I have 10.5 points.
How many were mine worth?
What?
How many were mine worth?
Dan, you're so bad at this game.
26?
26.
I totally would have fucking grabbed that too. I saw your screen, so I had to battle.
Shit!
I won with 28 points.
Thank you.
I have 10.5. TJ has 10.
I had 28. You told me
I went,
was worth 26.
I'm just
going to
add a 0.
That's true.
That's how we do.
What was worth 26 points?
Double Jeopardy.
If you would have guessed Oblivion, 1,000 points.
Oh, I would have won with 1,000 points.
All right, so we're going into predictions? Or,
yeah. Predictions.
Or what?
Yeah. I like Splatoon.
Listen to the song and grab the pen game.
Alright, I'll start it off.
You got predies?
Number one prediction. E3 will probably focus on fucking indie games.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Xbox is going to have a 3-minute segment at most, and that's it.
It's going to be an indie games. Oh, check out this new game called The Clipper. And it's some guy who runs around clipping hedges, and it's really neat. We've worked on it for 6 weeks, and it releases next March for $6.99. Now we'll watch you play it for 20 minutes of my conference. Here we go.
You can do it.
Clip.
Yeah, with Kinect. Kinect integrated. You have to slap your hands together to clip the grasses.
Like, integration. There's gonna be too much focus on fucking bad indie games.
You remember Smart
there are
Glass?
Good indie games.
Smart Grass Integration?
Or Illuma Room?
Carter on the
it's
phone?
Like they didn't know what the fuck was going on. Like, Nintendo did something with motion controls, and like eventually they ended up playing
Because Peter Molyneux was like, I've got
no, but everyone ideas. Played everyone played catch-up, so it's like, Nintendo's doing tablet controls? It's like, oh, maybe this, maybe that. And then everyone had a fucking tablet. I mean, except PlayStation. PlayStation had the little thing.
Except
yeah,
didn't necessarily have a tablet.
Move.
They had a...
Yes, they did. They put a lot of money into that Surface.
It's not a tablet.
It is a tablet. Well, that's exactly what Surface is.
What?
Surface?
The Surface Pro?
Is a tablet.
There's a I don't even... I've
it's
never
Microsoft's...
Seen it.
It's a tablet.
Shit. No, it's dope, but...
Well, whatever.
Microsoft had a tablet.
But there's no games.
Yeah. I think...
It's a tablet.
Halo...
There's no console game that's
Spartan Assault
with it.
Halo Spartan Assault was exclusive to...
Oh, and then it released on Xbox One. It sucks.
It was terrible.
Anyway, that was my prediction. There's gonna be too much focus on shitty fucking.
I got a similar cynical view on E3 for this year. The big two, at least Sony and Microsoft, are gonna focus on their VR bullshit.
Oh no,
Microsoft VR.
Yeah, that what was that HoloLens?
I hope that doesn't
show. You haven't seen that.
No.
It's like, they're putting like AR into their games type thing.
AR?
Like augmented reality.
Yeah, but you heard on Game Junk, the idea of like putting a screen on any wall to play a video game whenever you want.
Yeah. Just put that on and then it's
just a screen. You no longer need a TV.
Yeah.
You can just project a screen onto any wall.
But anywhere. That's exactly what VR is. It's just a screen in your eyes.
But it's not VR. And it's a little more realistic.
If they would just turn off like the motion controls of turning my head, I don't do that shit.
Dude, that it's gotta is
have,
VR.
No,
that
it's got to have retina scanning. It's got to know where your eyes are looking so they can adjust the focus and all that shit.
No.
Yes, TJ.
Dude, okay, no.
If it's trying to focus on the foreground and I want to look at the background, it has to refocus.
What if it's all in focus?
It's not.
You can't, though. Then it doesn't look right. Then
it won't look right.
Okay, you're playing Minecraft. Here's what we're missing. Be able to turn my head and have it move the picture.
Yeah, but VR accomplishes that. This is the problem.
Having a full field of vision, VR accomplishes that. That's two things. Next thing, you're right, is about focusing. But
if I'm doing the podcast, am I doing this? Looking at all you fucking assholes, like turning my head left to right, like no,
you use your eyes. But if your full field of vision is taken up by screens, then you can move your eyes. And you'll be okay.
TJ, I'm looking at you,
the focus on your,
as I'm looking at you,
yeah.
All of the background is out of focus, and I'm staring at you now to maintain this out of focus background. But that's real. That's how your eyes work.
That is the final piece that. Of VR.
But, yeah, but it's got retina scanning. So you agree with me, right?
You can't do this.
Why would you want to? I better look behind me.
Okay, I'm not saying behind me. I'm saying left and right like this, and down and up like, you know.
If anything, I want it more on rails. Like,
I'm sick just thinking about it.
Yeah, like it's
dude. VR is fucking amazing. I've been getting into it more. It is.
You have more demos?
The future. What?
You have more demos?
The future of gaming,
dude. Can we talk about VR porn?
Have you seen it?
VR porn.
Anything
really?
Is
anything?
Whoa! Dude, he jerks off with his Oculus Rift helmet on.
Anything?
I can't believe there aren't more websites doing VR.
Is it awesome?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
I don't want VR porn.
Where are you?
Like, yeah, how does it work? Like,
and what's going on?
It's just broad daylight. Teaches on his couch.
I don't think that's what he was asking.
I would take that. I'm saying, where are you
at work?
Where are you in
holy violation?
I love the best thing is you have your headphones on your VR set, right? So you're on the couch just like...
You still use your fucking hand, man. It's not VR.
You know what? But you're looking around like this.
Down,
and you don't know Emily's staring at you.
You're looking at her, she's like, yeah. Yeah.
You got like three girls.
Can
or
you
something?
Walk around the room?
How does it work?
Like, no, the idea is like it's almost like they put a camera on a guy's head.
So you do the POV?
It has to be POV. That's the cool part about it. Is you can look up and like there could be a girl there.
Up
you
on
can
the
look
ceiling.
Down. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Dude, that's awesome.
But here's
you look
thing.
Around the room. Like,
I'm gonna buy an Oculus Rift to jerk off.
No,
and that's it.
Here's what it needs to be. It has to have sensing of where like different fleshlights within the room are, and like attach the animations to those fleshlights. So when you walk over to it and put your penis in, it's not just you putting your penis into a hand.
Oh.
It's a fleshlight.
That'd be awesome.
And you just have them. You have like a room in your house.
Pussy all over here. Pussy all over here.
You have a room in your house where there's nothing but different fleshlight stations and digital masturbate holes for you to walk into when you have your VR headset on.
How do we get to this?
TJ's fucking won't shut up about it.
He brought it up. He just said, "Have you seen VR porn?" And we all explode.
Wow.
Like, okay, when Oculus
VR is the future of masturbation.
I didn't say masturbation. Did we not mention this or think about this?
I've seen like a thing in the internet.
I thought about it for a little while, but
like old people react to VR porn and they're just like, "Whoa!"
I don't know. I feel like it didn't occur to me until recently. I've owned the set, and it didn't occur to me until recently. And
I could jerk off with this thing.
How does it work? Like you TJ, look up and it signals.
Let's be honest,
like,
you've jerked off to VR porn.
It didn't occur to me until recently.
Absolutely.
Dude, yeah. I was fucking Oculus headset on.
I can't do it any other way.
I'm not at that extreme yet.
Did it kind of ruin it for you? It was like normal porn shit now?
No, it doesn't ruin it.
I must admit,
a couple times
the idea of three-dimensional porn is enticing.
Fuck
yeah. Dude, is it 3D? Like, are you there?
Yeah, first of all, like, it's 3D.
Can you grab the butt?
Well, dude, it's honestly weird. It's like when the person actually does the motion.
Can you grab butts?
Your own dick? Like,
can you grab the guy's
dick? I watched the reactions.
Imagine VR just like when you does something to your mind and it's like it's not actually, even there, you just feel it like
is there a digital dick in your hand when you look down at your own cock?
Imagine like a black dude. You're just like,
oh, pay the fucking thing off. I'm done with this. You'll never feel like a man again if you see black VR porn. You're like, oh my god.
It would break. You're like, I've pushed the fucking toggle as far as I can.
Anyway. Continue, sorry, go what?
I don't know.
You're saying when you look around and then you,
oh, just the idea of being able to like change your perspective. Like, there's something out of my screen that I can't see unless I look. It makes it feel real. That's what VR is.
Amazing.
Dude, it's subtle movements. You make subtle movements, and the camera goes with you, and it feels real.
You got the girl's tits in your face, and looking up and seeing
her face.
I'm telling
you, yeah, like, her face is not in the screen.
Oh my god. Please put that in this, like, the headliner. Like, we kind of talk about E3 predictions. VR porn. VR porn.
Episode 100, virtual porn. Anyway.
I'm actually quite excited. Can I have like 15 minutes alone with it?
I'll give you 30 seconds.
That's probably a little too.
We all stay at TJ's house for a snowboarding trip. Wake up in the morning. Dan just got the headset. I'm looking around the room. Just looking around the room.
Yeah. The video that would hit allrangemode.com the next day would be...
Oh. Fucking think about share play. Share play! I would easily share play. No, but it has to be different fleshlights around the room. And it has to be retina sensing. It needs to know where I'm looking.
The nipple needs to be in focus.
The only reason to know where you're looking is to focus. If your whole full vision is covered,
no, that's not true. That's not
anywhere
true,
you want.
No. It's not true.
Okay, how is it not true? Explain.
Because it needs to put, like, the reticle is where my eyes are, not where my fucking head is.
Okay, but if you look straight, where your head is
no one looks straight ever.
No, hang on. I'm going with your argument, okay? You look straight, and then you look to the right and left. Your head doesn't move. If the screen covers your full field of vision, there's no black.
I guess...
Then yeah, yes, you can still look.
Hold on. Your eyes would still be the thing that are changing focus. Like, I do understand what you're saying. You don't necessarily need it... What you're looking into to change your field of focus. Like, everything that you're looking in right now... Your entire is
no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
If VR, you're the only thing that's in
VR
focus,
is projecting your peripheral.
TJ and Chad are not in focus right now, and I'm looking at you. I promise you that.
I'm in focus until you look at me, or until you
tell me Chad's in. Look at me. Look me in the eyes. Tell me Chad's in focus right now.
He's not. But
he's a fucking blob.
The real world is always in focus. It's your perception of it. Like with
retina tracking is not hard. It's a technology that exists. Why not just add it?
You don't need to do that. You don't need to. You have...
What are you talking about need?
It'll always be in focus in front of you, right? The whole world is always in focus. It doesn't change.
Buddy, the new 3DS fucking does that shit. It knows where your eyeballs are looking.
Cool. That's fine, but you don't need it.
So why not just put that technology in it?
Right? Do you understand?
I do understand. It is projecting the things...
Where you're looking will always be in focus because your eyes do that, is what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean?
But if everything is in focus, it's not true virtual reality. It's just a screen in front of your eyes.
Regardless, where you look will be in focus, and where you're not looking...
I don't want that.
At the time of
it's
where
not
you're
not... It's not going to seem
real.
If I'm looking at...
Let's put it this
way. If I'm looking at boob A,
it's not,
I want boob C
it's
and
not
D.
It's not as real as reality.
He's thinking more about
but
like
it's
serious depth perception.
10 times more real than current...
Why don't
videos?
You want it to be the best as possible right away? All this technology exists.
Okay, when they first created cameras that took still pictures... Were you the guy going, I just want fucking real life with motion pictures and I want my...
Cameras have focus. Lenses have focus.
Yeah, but to change the focus in a game that's rendered in 3D is fine. But to change
every single photograph has focus. What are you talking about, cameras?
Yes, but you cannot change the focus of a photograph on the fly.
Yes,
it's pre-rendered. It's hard-coded into the photograph. The only photos I can are light show cameras.
Halfway down, focus.
But once you take the picture or film,
if you're looking out the picture, back,
yeah, but your eyeballs are not a camera lens. And if the technology exists,
so they, like,
to detect where your eyes are focusing, I mean, they worked on this in Destiny. Like, where are our players looking? And there's little red dots where every single player is looking. That technology exists. Why not put that in Oculus and focus in and out based on where the player is looking?
Okay, fine. I accept
your premise.
No, I don't
everything
disagree.
Everything has to be in focus at all times. It's the only way it can work.
Okay, Joe. No.
If I'm looking into the background, the foreground would be
the
only
thing
focus.
He's kind of right. Like, say it's an open world game, and you're trying to look off into the distance.
Yeah.
What if I'm trying to look? It's going to look terrible when you're looking off into the distance.
You're absolutely correct, because...
Like, I mean, far.
That's what we're talking about, is games.
Really bad.
But movies cannot...
We're not talking about movies.
Okay, movies cannot be done.
Talking about virtual reality games.
Why can't everything be in focus all at once?
Let's put it this way.
Because that's not how your eyes work. It'll feel weird.
Joe, we're at 10% of reality with TVs.
Virtual reality. That's what we're talking about. Not like screen... Like, not a screen attached to your face. Like, we want it to be reality. And that's
we're not there yet.
That's the thing that's going to... Yeah, we are.
I'm looking at you. The argument you're making... Head, I can see the...
Not for $169 on your face.
It's out of focus.
No, hang on.
Listen, that technology is just... Why not put it
all
in?
All you're doing is injecting...
If it's even in focus, why does it matter?
Because we want virtual reality, not screen on face. If it's just a fucking video game on my head...
Dude, I'm pretty sure everything
and I move
is
my head
in
and that's like
focus as it is.
No. But
every
like,
game you play is
all you
in
want,
constant focus.
That's the problem. If all you want is a game put on and your right toggle is your neck movements, that's a big problem.
No,
we're talking about virtual reality. I don't want to half-ass. Do it right.
Dude, if you lean forward, it is aware of that and it zooms in.
Not every game.
Really? Okay, yes it does. And
that's cool.
It's impressive. Okay, first of all you're doing is taking the technology that exists, which is, by the way, 10 times better than a television screen, and injecting an 11th and 12% extra of virtual reality. If I wanted to extend your concept farther, I would say, have a camera on the front that when it sees my hands, could extend and show my hand movements. Like,
I would love that.
Yeah, I agree. But like the point is,
we're on the same page.
You're doubling, tripling, and quadrupling what you have today, and you're still demanding more. Of course it's not virtual reality. If you want real reality, just fucking go out in the world and do shit. Like, it's... All you're doing is saying it's not good enough, because you find a reason why it's not good enough.
Okay, the same thing happened with motion controls. All you do is move, and the game works, and it doesn't, and it fails. So why not just do it right?
Motion controls were a giant leap forward.
Movements with motion. You're not like everyone always thinks like to look to the right. You gotta go fucking like this. Like you don't. Like
no.
You do have peripherals. Like the screen goes
yes,
like this.
And how many times have we seen if like they try a concept and it's not exactly right, it fails. It just drops out. And I'm saying the same thing is gonna happen to VR if they don't add at least retina tracking, which is an
at
easy
least.
Thing.
Well,
yeah, it's easy.
TJ,
it's
how
not
about,
very easy.
I've seen.
You have to integrate that into the game.
That's
you
gonna
take
make
any
you feel,
game.
It's gonna make you feel so
okay.
fucking sick.
Every single
any
camera,
game increase,
every single camera developed has tracking of what's in focus and what's not.
Think of how quickly your eyes actually do that, and how the game's gonna like. Where the fuck's he looking?
First of all,
this
you have a screen
be a big
in front of your face
of
that covers your full peripheral. Where can you even fit a camera that can read your eye
every game
accurately.
Is in focus at all times. You just look around. You see
it
everything
is
in fucking
they're,
focus. You
they're
look
just,
over there.
Have you heard of
I zoom in. It's still in fucking
aperture.
Focus.
That's why they look
aperture.
Fake.
They
look fake.
They don't look fake.
Low
good,
aperture.
Good games will have...
Your eyes are doing the job of what you're thinking this retina scanning needs to do. Like,
you know what? I don't agree.
Your eyes are focused over there. I'm going to look in.
I don't agree.
That's
with
what
I
was saying. With
I don't
the whole
think
world.
Every game has
Battlefield does.
The
that's
whole
all
world is always in focus. It's where you're looking.
No, I'm
and
think
where
every
you're
game
not,
has
and where
that.
Your peripherals are. That takes it out of focus. It's where you're focusing.
I think a lot of current gen games, Order included, will put things that aren't what you're looking at.
The
out
only
of focus.
Time I will ever agree with you, say like you're standing in front of me here, and Chad is standing behind you 30 feet away.
You know
and
what?
I want to look
games
at each one of your faces.
Games have been taking these out of
focus
for
focus
a long
a
time. Every time you look down the scope, that's your focus, and everything else is out of focus.
Rogue Legacy does this. Farsightedness, nearsightedness.
Yes. Every time you look down
he's
the scope.
Right. He's not.
And
like,
it's not,
you're
not,
right.
not even just looking through a scope. It's looking down the barrel. It puts everything else out of focus except what you're looking down.
But Joe, you've
that
never complained about the 100,000 games
that have
been created since the beginning of time before VR exists.
There's still headphones.
You never complain about focus. Just because they're trying to do something innovative, you're saying it's not enough.
But, it is not enough.
Okay, when Mario Galaxy 2 came out, why didn't you say, why can't I turn my head and have the fucking screen move? Or why can't
it's not virtual reality.
So, what you have a problem is with the nomenclature, the name they're using.
Mario Galaxy.
If they had called it head tracking, 3D monitoring, like.
We do need to try this before we really.
You can't just say like, look at Mario games and then expect them to be like, okay.
No, my point is, why are you projecting expectations on this that you didn't even have for everything else in your entire universe of games?
Like, I do have high expectations for this because I was fucked by motion controls.
Yeah, but those were like, put a dildo in your hand and shake it at the sky. Like, that's a little bit different.
It's the exact same thing. You want me to experience reality through this lens.
So you think if they didn't call it virtual reality, you're saying it should be.
Why is it called that? It's not marketing. That's what they're trying to.
What do you want them to call it? So if it was called
screen on head, that's what I want to be called.
Ice screens. You'd be like,
screen on head.
Man, these ice screens are dope.
Boy?
No, I never played it.
Oh, Virtual Boy.
You would have hated it.
Oh, it was Nintendo, so I must have loved it.
All I want is screen on head anyways.
Okay, call it screen on head. I'm fine with that. Get rid of the eye tracking. Get rid of the fucking head tracking.
Like a and just put screen on head.
I'm with you on that.
I want it to be monitor.
Yeah, give me screen on head.
I looked at horror games.
Give me head screen.
I only found one. It was...
Can we table a fucking VR convo?
Yep.
God damn it.
Yeah. I want you
God
to
damn it anyway.
Though. We're wrapping in 100 episodes worth of content into one single episode.
I'm putting it right here. Fez 2 releases during E3 Phil Fish rises from the ashes and says, motherfuckers, it's out right now.
That's and a prediction?
It's forward
prediction. That's an awful prediction. Phil Fish has already killed himself. And
I was going to say, just go on stage and suicide. That's... More likely, he
backed out of social media, so he's just going to focus on development of this game. The game's going to come out.
He's a drunk now whose beard is three times as big as it was in that
shit. Game's coming out.
No, it's not.
Game's coming out.
Yeah.
Will be released.
I hope it does. I hope it's awesome.
Could you imagine that? Hey, fuck the whole world.
Prediction number two.
Game's out.
E3 will be the biggest disappointment in recent memory.
That was last year.
Last year I said it was going to be good.
That's every single time.
I said last year was E3 was going to be the best E3.
No.
I said last year's prediction was it's going to be the best E3 in a long time because there was new hardware and they're finally going to be able to use it properly.
This year's though.
You know what? Let's bring it on.
Here's my closing comment.
Most games that I care about will be delayed till 2016 now. First one already happened this week. Uncharted 4 is being delayed until spring of next year.
Really?
Yeah.
This year's going to be all Nintendo and Star Wars. This is my E3 this year.
Battlefront.
This is my E3.
Battlefront. Mass Effect 4 comes out January 2016.
Okay, listen.
Visceral and Bioshock are both going to announce their Star Wars games.
Visceral and Bioshock?
BioWare.
Hey guys, day of E3 conferences, can we all right now say that we're going to take that day off, get together, watch together, make a day out of it?
I tried that last year. I was home last year. All you motherfuckers didn't.
I was there.
Chad was there.
I wasn't there to work.
I had to work.
But this year I'll take it off. I just won't tell
you. This year you are also sick.
That was another one. I said Visceral.
I'm going to piss.
Visceral is going to announce their Star Wars game because Hardline comes out this week.
Yep.
By June. Their Star Wars third-person shooter is going to be announced.
Close the fucking door. It's the middle of winter. I'm into it.
And my number one, we've basically talked about it this whole time, is that Battlefront will easily be game of show. Easily.
Like,
just...
It's not possible.
No contest.
That. All they have to do is...
Battlefront.
Yeah.
Best game I've ever seen.
They don't have to do anything.
Yeah. It's the best game I've ever seen.
We're still working on it.
Battlefront's coming out. Did you hear the behind closed doors thing at GDC?
People shit their pants.
Yeah. There's just like a developer only video. Just like, hey,
you know
this is
cool?
Gameplay. And people just standing ovation. Like,
yeah. Yes! What's cool about Battlefront is what's the word I'm looking for?
Fuck, it's
pizzazz.
No. The responsibility of it.
Yeah.
It seems like everyone has been like,
oh, that was poo.
That was a poo. It's just a...
I feel like everyone involved has the understanding, this is the best thing I'll ever do.
Like, this is why I was put into making games.
Are you guys fucking crazy?
This is no, why I honestly started feel games. That. I feel like this is. They were thinking like this is it. This is
they're
it.
All huge.
This is
Star
the biggest
fans.
Thing I'll ever be involved in my career.
Do you think that they went and rehired the entire staff and said you have to be a huge Star
no,
Wars?
No, they were fans. All huge Star Wars fans to begin with. Because who isn't that makes games?
Who isn't? Yes. A.
Are
who
you
isn't?
As big of a Star Wars fan as you?
I don't make games, but the guys that make games are fucking like. I want this in there. Like, they've all had, I swear to God, probably 99% of them have had, like, Star Wars Shadows of the Empire or just some incredible Star Wars experience in their life that have just, like, I have to make this game good. This game's got to be good.
It's got a stupid amount of integrity. Like, the brand of Star Wars, like...
You're ruining this game for yourself before it's even out. That's my prediction.
Okay, well, let's talk about a different game. The Visceral one.
9.7.
The Visceral, any Star Wars game.
The Visceral one will probably be, like, the least impactful.
No way.
Here's my huge. Here's my Eve 3, 4, and 5
really?
Mission.
It's going to be Boba Fett. It's going to be Boba Fett's side mission between
episode
6
know,
and episode
like,
7.
You're up against DICE and BioWare. Like, you're up against DICE making
Dead
a fucking...
Dead Space! They made Dead Space, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, but I mean, if you want to talk about Dead Space versus... Old like Knights of the Republic or sorry, Dead Space versus Mass Effect versus Battlefield.
Dead Space is amazing.
Dead I Space know Dead Space is good.
Dead Space is in a league of its own. They're not even at all compared to those games.
1 and 2 are fucking dope as shit. They're like the best horror game. Like aside from
Dead Space
better,
1 when I first played it.
They're
was,
better.
Was
than
there
any,
was there something Resident about Evil. That game yeah. that you feel like these guys are going to make the best games ever?
Yeah.
No.
Dead Space 1 was like Dead Space 2 is going to be so good. They made
it
Dead
was.
Space 2 and it was like holy
yeah but
fuck.
Dead Space 1 seemed like a concept, you know, like it's Resident Evil mm-hmm. in space. How do we do that? And it's like, do they think of that idea? Like when you just
it was
take
a, it was a concept that was like, okay, we have this idea, let's see if we can do it, and they mastered it.
It seems like the story is a farce. There's no kind of there's no like continuity.
It's so good.
They keep backtracking and adding and and
what
the
fuck is the story in Resident Evil? Tell me that.
Zombies.
T-Virus is out. T-Virus is out. Alex, what the fuck's the guy with the glasses?
Wesker.
Jesus.
Alex.
Japs
Alex Wesker, is that his
yeah,
name?
Yeah, but Japs made the
no,
Alex
Wesker.
Alex.
Wesker.
It's Alex
no,
Wesker.
Wesker's the last name.
Something. Is it Alex Wesker?
It might be Alex Alex.
It's not Alex.
Alex Wesker.
Okay, I'm not trying to say Resident Evil versus Battle versus Dead Space. I'm saying of those three games, obviously, like...
Dead
Visceral
is...
has the least to lose. I mean, they're the ones reaching for the stars.
No, Dead Space has got it.
I've heard the argument.
Dead Space is a lock. It's a lock. No, we're talking about...
That's the thing.
BioWare.
DICE,
like,
DICE has their Battlefield Star Wars. BioWare has their Star Wars Mass Effect.
Are you kidding?
And
BioWare
Visceral has their Dead Space
fucking
Star Wars. Yeah.
You don't think that they're going to go all out? Like, you don't think, like, the fucking... Old Republic is the game that made BioWare. You don't think, like, we have an opportunity here to fucking...
Mass Effect is a concept, like a fully realized concept of what Knights of the Republic was.
Okay, let me ask you this.
It's the same game. You're
Are
going
you more
around,
excited?
Shut up. You're going light side. You're discovering planets... You're doing the same thing. You get your own ship. You're a commander of the own ship. You're doing your own thing. Knights of the Republic was what Mass Effect came to be. Like, the choices, the light side,
yeah.
dark side.
Doesn't that make you excited? Doesn't that make you more excited
of
for the Visceral fucking game?
It's
All
be,
I'm
it's
saying is, of these three awesome
3.
Star Wars games, the Visceral one is the one that is reaching. Here, notice us, because we're up against Battlefront.
I'm not
going to
say yeah, because I don't know what
battle...
the fuck you're talking about.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is of those three games, like...
Like, Visceral's the worst?
Yeah.
No, say, not necessarily the worst, but they have the most to prove.
They have the most to say, like, we're relevant.
They are already. They've proved
They're
themselves.
Relevant in their own genre. They're changing genres
Other than
completely.
Against fucking DICE and BioWare?
They're not
because
being,
they were forced to.
That's fine. He's not necessarily knocking them, but he's just saying the simple fact that they're going up against DICE.
If Visceral can pull off Game of Show, then it's like, you know, not even Game of Show. Like, if they can pull off that their game is relevant among... Battlefront,
their game
and
won't
BioWare
even be
Star Wars
other,
game,
other than like a fucking blip like, of it. Yeah, a concept of just like And just like some jetpack sound effect. I was going to say Star Wars Bounty Hunter Visceral. That's it.
I'm like, oh, holy shit! I'm Boba Schnitt. Yes!
Yeah.
Shbobanet.
Shbobanet's sixth cousin, Boba Fett, was dead. And now you're okay. Shnobanet.
So listen to me. I have one final question for you. I don't know what anybody else wants to bring to this episode. But are you... I'm talking specifically to Chad at this point. But are you more excited for Mass Effect 4 or BioWare Star Wars?
Mass Effect 4.
Mass Effect 4. One? Okay, if only one can come out this year, which one do you want?
Probably Mass Effect.
Yeah, this is why. Okay, listen to me. Listen to me real quick.
Okay, well, you guys can all go around and then I'll give you my answer.
Battlefront, you guys are like shit in your pants, right? It's going to be like...
That's nothing to do with this.
What? I thought that's what you just said. Battlefront?
No. If you can have BioWare Star Wars or Mass Effect 4 this year.
BioWare making a Star Wars game? They are.
Dan doesn't know.
Or Mass Effect.
I don't even care. Mass Effect. They're all making the same... Fuck. Star Wars going to have 7,000 things released at the same time.
If BioWare decided to make Star Wars first... Instead of Mass Effect, which one would you want more?
BioWare has a Star Wars license. Which one do you want them to announce? Mass Effect 4 or Star Wars?
Mass Effect 4. I care more about Mass Effect than I do Star Wars, but that's just me.
Okay, go ahead.
It's easily Mass Effect.
Joe, you're the...
I disagree with all of you. I would rather they take their time with Mass Effect and get it right and release Star Wars first.
I get it wrong?
Well, you're assuming you're going to rush?
They have two BioWare Mass teams. Effect?
One who did Jade Empire.
I would rather they... I don't want Mass Effect 4 until it's perfect.
I don't disagree, but...
Star Wars, go ahead. I'll have fun. But Mass Effect, you have a lot to lose.
Hey, guys. Another point I want to bring up. Just out of nowhere. Just something I've been thinking about. Battlefront, you're all shit in your pants. And it's supposed to be like a Battlefield Star Wars, right? That's the idea?
Yeah, that is the idea.
Okay, cool. With Battlefield, there's all these real world guns, correct? Like that's what makes it exciting. Like, you like this gun more than you like this gun. I feel like the Star Wars universe, you have a fucking blaster, which is gonna be shit. You have another blaster, which is gonna be shit. And then you have another blaster, which is gonna be shit. The guns are gonna be bad. I think the vehicles are cool as hell. Like, AT-ATs, AT-STs, speeders, all that, great. The worst part of Battlefield for me is vehicles.
But what you don't see is that there is depth in those weapons, and there is weapons that are going to be stronger and better range.
And the other one shoots it.
No, but it, like, you talk about range or weight or capacity. So there's going to
be those beams might be different.
You know what, Dan? Like a perfect example is
the blue might be stronger reheat, up close.
Yeah, reheat time, like your reload time is the time that your gun.
So are they inventing weapons?
There's already weapons. There's already like a vast like catalog
that
of weapons.
Book that you have.
But the whole thing, like,
your hands are tied.
If you're holding down shoot, and like a certain rifle will shoot like five times, and it's got to reload. Or if you go, the recharging, instead of reloading, you're recharging. Much like Shadows of the Empire.
Am I the only one who appreciates a weapon that actually has like a great feel to it? Like, not only.
But you don't know Star Wars like that. You don't know the battalion, the war aspect of Star Wars. Like, there's so much depth to like the types of weapons and why they're effective.
We don't know how those guns are going to feel.
Yeah, but it's going to be like, and it's going to shoot. I promise you, a red beam.
I feel like Dan's point is the balancing is going to be very difficult in that universe because the variety of weapons is much greater than it is with Battlefield.
All it is imagine. Imagine real world weapons,
the variety, but
with like a boom, boom, boom,
like
boom,
a gun
boom, boom,
is,
boom,
is
like
a bullet coming out of a gun, and when it comes out faster, recoils hard, or you can the speed of it, you know, like it's different than a fucking lightsaber versus
Star Wars can still do that. Though.
Star Wars guns have recoil, like this is it's something
no,
in the Star Wars
does,
universe
but
that it's like big guns.
Like, are you going to be satisfied with like 16 different types of blasters? One which is faster, one which is
are you
higher
satisfied
fire?
With that different types of guns?
I like the
you are in Battlefield because that's real, but if you just make
no,
all
it's not. It's not real.
Battlefield
the
guns?
Real world.
Of course it is.
Has,
they are real weapons.
No, but
all
it's not
guns.
Real in your hands. It's just stats and statistics in your hands.
They fire
right.
Like
that's
real
what it'll be in Battlefield.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be just as real. Don't make no mistake. You're playing a video game.
That's just as real.
Blaster A versus Blaster B.
I'm saying.
Just like, imagine.
There's just going to be stat differences.
I feel like they're going to.
That's
like,
all they are. I don't know the difference
between the A1626.
There are different caliber bullets. They're real weapons.
Yeah,
there's
going to be different
that
caliber.
That can obviously change.
It's going to be the same
thing. It's going to be hard for you to. I don't know.
Also, the fucking Modern Warfare, like. Those fucking laser guns? Like. Yeah, but I mean, like, there's more options.
Just the sound effects that they're going to put into it, they're going to have, like Lucas.
Film.
It's just going to be the sound of laser.
ILM?
Star Wars.
Industrial Light Magic.
ILM does the sound.
Skywalker sound.
They have Skywalker sound.
So there's going to be
the motherfucker.
Skywalker sound is disgusting. Every good movie with good sound is Skywalker sound. Don't make a mistake about that.
Every good movie.
I swear to God, it is.
That movie had really good sound. Yeah, Skywalker sound.
Watch the fucking credits, man.
ILM, baby.
Yeah, ILM is disgusting.
I don't know. I just honestly don't think that shooting a laser with... I don't know.
You're crazy.
Okay, this is my argument.
What do you fucking play? You play Destiny. You love Destiny. It's shooting lasers.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
They shoot bullets. Well, that's good.
It's the same fucking thing, man. It's invented guns with different stats that you don't believe in. You're leaning on Battlefield like, those are real guns. Those fucking guns in Destiny, it's not fucking real guns. The shotgun goes and shoots an electrical blast.
That's exactly
what I'm talking about. Every fucking fusion laser. Every fucking shooter.
You just made that up.
Fusion rifles.
Can I make my argument against that? Star Wars has a certain expectation of the types of guns that exist.
Yes.
And they aren't necessarily compatible with the other guns.
Nothing in Destiny exists in real life. Nothing in Halo exists in real life. There will be parallels.
Let me explain my argument, okay? Because you're not even letting me get it out.
You just get really angry when you have something that you are like dead set.
How do you not see that?
It's happening. All right, listen. Battlefield 4, you got the one gun and the other gun that's the two most different guns in the game. The most different extremes, okay? One's a pistol that fires real slow, and one's a really automatic gun that fires real fast, okay? The difference is this much. They're really close together. Star Wars, you got fucking lightsabers over here, and blasters over here, and other things over here. Like, they're not balanced, per se. And there's an expectation on, like, how those guns are going to operate. You can't... If you create a game with only blasters, yes, they could have 1,000 variations of blasters.
What are you talking about? Every stormtrooper carries a gun. It's the same thing in Destiny. Every character carries a gun.
Right, but if you want to run through the game with a lightsaber, a gun is going to kill you every time. Even though maybe in the Star Wars universe, a lightsaber can go up against a gun.
How bad is this going
to
look?
I imagine there's going to be
very little lightsabers in Star Wars
Battlefront. All I'm saying is the range of weaponry in the Star Wars universe.
I imagine there's not going to be a lightsaber in Battlefront.
It might be the equivalent of like
it could be the shotgun equivalent.
No, like the melee.
Yeah, it'll be a melee.
It's a fucking sword of the, you know.
Star Wars Battlefront is not going to have Jedi and Sith running around.
Yeah,
there will be Jedi's.
I don't think there'll be Jedi or Sith.
Thing is, like we're thinking of it as Battlefield. I think we got to take ourselves away from that.
You do.
It doesn't work as
Battlefield.
It's not going to be.
Also, if a harder weapon hits your lightsaber, it'll decrease your reaction time.
I'm just saying the balancing is harder. It's not going to be Battlefield at all. Maybe that is the expectation.
Good.
Removing that from the expectation is important.
Battlefield is real guns. It's not real guns. It's a video game.
I'm not saying this
has different like caliber.
Like what's the difference between Call of Duty and Battlefield? What's the difference between Call of Duty and Battlefield besides the size of the maps? It's the feel and the balance of the guns and the weaponry.
Yeah, right? And we're going to get the Battlefield feel. It's the same team.
You've got a very large range of weaponry. It's going to be much harder for that team to balance those weapons.
How many like different guns are there in the... like? You're actually going the opposite way than I thought. You're saying that there's a huge wide variety of weapons in the Star Wars universe. I feel like there's not. I feel like they've got their stupid little pew-pew guns.
But they can write whatever the hell they want.
So they're just going to make shit up?
They can make 18 pew-pew guns. Each with different rates of fire.
But they still pew-pew! They're just shooting fucking lasers.
And it's one's green, one's yellow.
It's the same thing as Battlefield.
You're pressing X to make a sound bite and a bullet. It's the same thing.
Yeah, some has a different fire rate, some has a different penetration rate.
Do you want to see a fucking Battlefield of like every Star Wars
movie?
I don't think it's dope.
Please make my bullets neon on Battlefield. The game would be twice as good.
Fucking Geonosis when the things come down. Just smoke fire.
Yeah, I'm into
it. I hope it sucks.
Why would you hope that?
Why would you hope that?
Is that your number one hope? It is now. I hope it sucks. Just to shut everybody up.
It's the only good game coming out.
My hope here was that it was good. Now I've changed it, and I just hope that it sucks because you guys hype shit up. You get like you should work for the companies of the games that you're excited for.
It's true.
Because you're like, oh my god, Destiny's got the ships, you're gonna fly into space, you can do all this and that, and then it comes out and it's nowhere near your expectations, and you fucking hate it for that reason.
Yeah, Destiny was a black sheep. I'm sorry. I regret being excited for Destiny. I had high hopes, and they were shattered.
Joe,
but don't hold me accountable for that. Hold fucking Bungie accountable for that. You know, you take one example and you say, that's who I am. You fucking categorize me. That's what you do. You categorize me.
You play games differently.
You fucking Dice. Put me in a place and then you say, that's Joe.
Dice has fuck not you. Promised and you've anything never done that to me? For this game so far.
You started.
They've never said shit.
They haven't said anything. Like,
they showed one picture of a fucking fern. Oh, guess what? There's going to be ferns.
Who goes there?
Yeah, but I'm actually like, I'm leaning on like credible sources. Like, I'm like, okay, they have a good fucking history, like, of creating solid battlefield environments. Like that's exactly what I expect. I expect depth in the weapons. I expect them to feel different, just like they do in Battlefield. Why would you expect anything less?
Because they all shoot pew-pew lasers.
Why would you expect anything less than Battlefield?
Well, even if it's Battlefield, though,
it's just Battlefield, but more.
Level 60, you know, I'll be done with it.
Why would you? I don't understand why you think it's gonna be bad. Why you think it's gonna suck?
I don't necessarily think it's gonna suck. I hope it sucks because of your expectations being so ridiculously high.
Fuck
and
you.
And then you can go 1 point for Dan.
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about.
Who won Spoon Tune? PJ?
I won.
Dan with 1,000 points?
I mean, 1,000 points.
No, it was close.
You were close to 1,005.
No, I had 26 is right.
I got an all time high. 100.
Any other hopes? 100 dopes shit.
Welcome to episode 100 where I fucking hate everyone. I want to go home.
I want to go home too.
Alright.
Wrapping it up.
Wrapping it. 100. It's been swell.
Thanks to Doug for being a part of the podcast for a while.
Give me a side quest already.
Well, that's on me. Doug wants to record side quest and I'm just trying to find time.
Doug, call me up. Fuck Joe.
Okay, thanks for listening to 100 episodes of the All Original Podcast. If you
thanks,
like
Zach,
us,
Fano.
Figure something out, and I don't know, get a hold of us. My name is Joe.
Oh,
I was expecting you.
I got stuck. Those peanuts shot. My name's Chad.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Jack.
You guys can't take multiple fucking breaths, you cocky little freak!